The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A little bit of fantastic.
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
For 14 years, I was an airport shuttle bus driver at the Raleigh-Durham International Airport. I have a book out called My Life Goes Full Circle Every 15 Minutes. Stories of the airport shuttle bus driver. And like a lot of people that don't make a lot of money, I used to have to wear that name tag. Had my first name underneath my occupation. So it said David Van Driver. This lady gets on my shuttle bus. She's like, oh, are you German? It's like, no, actually, I think I'm English or Irish or something. She's like, you know, it's really odd that your last name is Van Driver and you drive a van. I had this older gentleman on my shuttle bus, and I'm like, what are you doing here in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina? He's like, I'm here for my 75th high school reunion. I said, wow, 75 years out of high school? I don't mean to be rude or intrusive, but how many other people are you expecting? He said, well, there's at least one more. Somebody sent me an invitation.
I like my place. I'm not that crazy about my neighbors. Like, I live on the same street as three different families of Jehovah's Witnesses. And no matter how many times I tell them no, absolutely not, they still come by twice a week and say, Anthony, please stop throwing rocks at our houses. One of my next door neighbors is a 90-year-old man suffering from Alzheimer's. And every single morning at 9 a.m., he knocks on my door and he asks me if I have seen his wife, which means that every single morning at 9 a.m., I have to explain that his wife has been dead for quite some time. Now, I have thought about moving. I have thought about just not answering my door in the morning. But to be honest, it's worth it just to see the smile on his face.
Man, I love Anthony Jeselnik. That dude is awesome. That's from his Netflix special, and it's spectacular. You guys seen it yet?
I have not.
It's really good.
Hugs?
I haven't seen it yet. Doesn't surprise me that you like him, though. I mean, his delivery's right on the money.
Yep.
Because you know whatever he's going to say is going to be horrible.
Yes.
And he delivers it so slowly that it gives you time to, like,
to guess.
What the hell is he going
to
say? What's he going
to
say?
Right. You have time to guess. Yeah. And he almost always finds a way to still surprise you with, geez, that's even worse than I would have guessed.
Almost always. Almost always, yeah.
He's brilliant.
He really is, man.
Yeah, unapologetically mean, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
He just goes for it, doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. I've not seen the new Netflix special, but I've seen
terrific.
A couple of them before, and my God, yeah, you've just, he's great. He has, there's no holds barred.
Nope.
There's nothing he won't say or do. Unbelievable.
Yep. Super smart, super funny, super mean.
So here's, I have something that interesting that happened to me that almost put me in the position that you were in earlier this week, Cor.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Would you almost sleep in?
Yeah. Well, I have my alarms on my phone, and then I have the emergency alarm in the bathroom that there's. There's no way of getting around that. If that thing goes off, everybody in the house is getting up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the emergency alarm. So this morning, the emergency alarm woke me up. And I'm like, what the hell? And I looked at my phone. All my alarms were going off. But for some reason, in the middle of the night, something got turned on. There are Bluetooth headphones somewhere in my house that synced up to my alarm on my phone. Mm-hmm. Or synced up to my phone, I should say. So my alarm was going off in headphones somewhere in my house this morning. But luckily, the emergency alarm went off and woke me up.
Ooh.
I can't find...
Bullet dodged.
Yeah, I don't know where the headphones are. I couldn't check in Abigail's room.
Right.
So she must have turned some on or something like that, and they synced up to my phone instead of hers. I'm sure it pissed her off. I'm sure she was going, why are my headphones not working, right?
Right.
Meanwhile,
why are they beeping at 3:15?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, you made it.
I made it,
you're
man.
Here, yeah.
Made it.
And then Tommy walked in. Tommy made it as well.
Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy? Yep.
Hi, Tommy.
There he is. So last night, I was mowing my yard and I had my headphones on random, or my phone on random, and I heard this song. Well, it's almost July. This is me. Listen to the words. Listen to the words in this. Today's 27th of June.
Oh, hell yeah.
How about that?
What song is that? I like that.
Thank you. It's called Now Hear This. It's from 2013. How about that?
Oh, Chris, I recorded my song.
Did you really? I got to hear it, man.
So you wrote a song, right?
He did.
You wrote lyrics to a song, and you're singing it, and then Chris's band's going to do it. Okay.
Right after A Star Is Born, I was all like,
what's it called?
Inspired, man.
4th of July.
Oh, okay. So this song mentions June 27th.
Uh-huh.
Your song features the 4th of July. This could be a big week, maybe next year for you guys.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It'd be huge.
I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait. I really can't wait. I can't imagine what it's going to be like.
This is such a good time of the year, isn't it?
It is.
Get to look. A week from today is the 4th.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
No Tommy's takes, though, next week. Right? We're off next Thursday.
Oh, thank God.
No, I won't see you guys next week.
Oh, thank God.
No, I need a day off. I need a day off.
And we're off Friday, right?
Yeah.
Man, 3-day week next week, huh?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
4. Oh, 3-day week. Sorry.
Not sure.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
My sources say you can golf. But you're a decent golfer. My source is Sauce.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time.
He says you're a decent golfer, though.
Yeah, he's just very nice. It was super fun. Golden Valley. Fs. Place is great. Super nice
See
course.
Bet Lieber will be here at 7 o'clock. He had his golf tournament on Monday. I think he mostly avoided the rain, right? It sounds like it came down for a little bit, but then was pretty nice the rest of the way.
Okay. Yeah, rained for, I don't know, maybe it rained hard for maybe 20 minutes.
That's no big deal.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You wait it out.
Corey, you ever golf?
No, I'm not that good.
No. It's fun, though.
I love putting. It just takes me so long to get there, you know?
Yeah. I hate putting.
That's why I like going to Topgolf. You just hack away. If you hit one good shot out of every 10 swings, even if you barely get the other 9 off the launch pad, who cares? When you get a hold of that one, it feels really good.
They must be just printing money over there, huh?
I hope so, because it's super fun.
I love that place.
I love that place,
super
too.
Super fun.
Yeah. Topgolf Wales.
It does.
Yeah. I like that place a lot.
I like this song, Chris.
Thank you, man. This whole record, I'm really proud of.
Which one is this?
This is the Lucky 13 record.
Oh, okay.
Which is the one we did a song a month, all month, or every month, the year of 2013.
Hell yeah.
And it was the last record we ever did. And then we broke up. And that was it.
Wow.
Yeah,
breaking up's tough.
It's emotional.
Yeah, it sucks.
Sure.
You know?
That was Rocket Club?
Yeah.
What else is on that one?
Tank Top.
Tommy, you like chicks in tank tops?
Of course.
Oh, you do? I wasn't sure.
It's one of the best looks ever.
Yeah. It really is, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. With some jean shorts.
Oh. It's a horny song.
Hey, drop something.
What's a tag on your shirt say? You're made in heaven. Do you believe in love at first sight?
It's every cliche in the world.
Shall walk by again? I think I lost my number. Can I have yours? I know these lines ain't working, but here's one more. I'll bet you $20 you're gonna turn me down. But all I wanna do is dance with you right now in that white.
I love it.
Tied up just right.
Yeah, we broke
up. That's a good one.
Dude, we broke up and we never toured this record. And I told Joel Sales, the bass player and one of the songwriters, I'm always sad that we never toured this record because I don't think people heard this record as much as they should. This was a good record. They did
right.
Really good.
I like this song.
It's the Joe. Is Joe the guy that pooped his pants?
No, I don't know. I don't know why you always bring that up.
Oh, it's
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm not sure.
No, somebody in the new band.
No, no. I don't know what you're talking about. No, 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 no. People don't poop their pants.
People don't poop their pants.
Well, normal people don't.
Chris, you going anywhere to perform tonight?
Hamilton, North Dakota tonight. The Pembina County Fair, baby.
Man, you are driving a lot.
Yeah, as soon as the show's over, jumping in that tour bus and headed that way, man. Can't wait. I don't know like how far it is from Fargo, but if you're listening to Fargo, you can get to the Pembina County Fair. Please come out tonight.
What time do you play, Hogs?
I think we only play an hour and a half starting like at 7, so then we'll get back in that bus and head right back.
Hell yeah, Hogs.
Hamilton, you said? I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, Hamilton, North Dakota. I think it's 5.5 hours away, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. It is.
It is.
I looked it up for you.
That's right by Karlstad.
Yeah, it's not far from there, yeah. So yeah. We'll see if we did any good in Karlstad and people will make their way, you know? You never
people
know, right?
People will come, Ray.
I hope so.
Just tell them that the performance is Hamilton.
Oh, good point.
You want to come see Hamilton? Go to Hamilton.
Boy, you know, that would have been a baller move if they had toured Hamilton through the city of Hamilton, North Dakota.
Right.
Tell them you're going to be poo-bearing a tank top.
Poo-bearing a tank top?
Yeah, not wearing any pants, just wearing a tank top.
Giant
hog of yours is out.
Done what?
To sleep?
No.
Poo-bearing? No, that's not happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't do it.
It's crap.
I like giving my parts covered when I sleep.
Yeah, so it's okay. So it goes Fargo, and then halfway is Grand Forks, and then all the way up is Hamilton. So you're right on the border.
Yeah, man.
It's like Roseau, but in North Dakota. Great spot. Well, have fun, Chris.
Thank you, man. I'm excited. Then we got tomorrow off, which is the first weekend night we've had off in a while. And then Country Fest on Saturday, baby.
Well, it's gonna be hotter than balls this week.
Can't wait.
It's supposed to be mid-90s and muggy.
Way too hot.
Yep. Time for winter.
Yep. Let the snow show up.
Meanwhile, in India, a 50-year-old guy is a cow smuggler. He steals cows.
Oh.
That's what he does.
Okay.
I guess there's a market for cow smuggling in India.
Hell yeah, there is.
And earlier this month, this guy, he's 50 years old. 50 years old, still stealing cows. Earlier this month, he stole a cow from a farm. And the cow fought back. Not even the cow's owner. The cow himself or herself fought back.
Really?
The cow kicked the guy right in the groin.
Jeez, Becky. Really?
Died on the spot.
The guy did?
He got kicked so hard in the crotch.
F word.
He died on the spot. Police say they're investigating, but it sounds like he just got kicked by a cow.
Oh, my God.
He died from it.
Getting kicked in the crotch. Not in the head, not in the stomach. The cow kicked him in the crotch, and he died on the spot.
Oh.
Don't you think that it just hurts so bad, he just gave up?
Oh, by the way, great point.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, great point.
Yeah.
What?
Just
John
like
Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, hurts so good.
Yeah. That's hurts so
what
good.
What a song! I love Cougs! Cougs has bangers. But back to this cow. This guy, I mean, have you ever seen Charlotte's Web? I've brought this up before. And the cow talks. That's all I picture when I think
the
of
the animated one or the movie?
The
movie?
Animated one.
And yeah.
From like the 1970s?
That or
that we watched in like library?
What am I thinking of? Aristocats maybe? And there's a cow that's always kicking? Son of a bitch.
That's weird. I
what?
I don't know. I think I just derailed. Like
I never saw the Aristocats.
Great, great flick.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
It did not look like one of the Disney classics.
No, just those little guys are so cute. Mm. But
look like a bad version of Lady and the Tramp with cats instead of dogs.
No, they get stolen. Little guys do.
I'm not going back. It's too late.
Isn't Aristocats like a musical thing? Or Aristocat? I mean, you're good at music. I don't know. I don't know, but Cougs bangs. Yeah. It'd be a Cougar Thursday.
Yeah, man. Cougs.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Cougs song?
Minutes to Memories off the Scarecrow record. Oh, yeah. It's not even close. That's the jam. Yeah. That's the jam.
Isn't this guy from near your hometown?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Not too far from.
Yeah.
I always thought if you can make it out, maybe I can make it out. You never know. Yeah.
Ain't even done with the night. Oh, that one gets me going.
Yeah, man. How about
Sledgehammer.
Yeah. Corey, you a Cougs guy?
No. Jack and Diane, of course.
Yeah. Just the hits.
Yeah, two or three songs I like.
Oh, okay.
He's got a ton of good songs.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good summer music.
I've brought it up before, but him or Seeger, I don't know who to say.
Seeger.
I don't know. It's such man, it's a tale of the tape, man.
It's close, yeah.
It is.
Because, man, this guy was who I wanted to be when I was a kid, man.
Then you grew up and heard he was an a-hole.
Yeah, man. That's why I never want to meet him.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, the worst.
This song.
Yeah. Yeah, this song wails.
Great tune.
Great guy. Well, maybe not, but
as far as we know he is, we've never met him.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do you know how many Scotty weddings have half of Cougs as their playlist?
Oh,
this song. Basically, you go to a Scotty wedding, it's basically, let's do the chicken the dance first.
Put Cougs on.
Play Cougs on. Slide.
Yeah, electric slide.
Yeah. Gangnam style, let's do that again.
Electric slide's pretty fun, though.
Great bit.
Because most hot chicks know it.
Oh, right. And then cha-cha for them.
Yeah.
You did not love that.
Yeah. And then you ask him to show you how to do it, even though you know how to do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm always up front. Just sure. So am.
And so hammered.
So am.
Weddings are the best.
Oh, yeah. If it's a cow, or if it's a Wisconsin one, having Spotted Cow on tap.
Yeah.
Spotted Cow is pretty good.
I went to a wedding once in Wisconsin, and the groom at the groom's dinner.
Yeah.
Wore a shirt that you could have bought at Spencer's Gifts. You know, like a prank shirt, gag shirt. It was a fake license, and the guy's name on the license was Craven Morbrew. He wore that to his groom's dinner.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I bet that's
what we call a table setter, right? You set expectations for the actual wedding by wearing a shirt that says Craven Morbrew as a fake license, driver's license.
Are they still together?
No, sir.
Whose wedding was this?
Ascani's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that your family over there?
Breezy hair.
That's great.
Hey, Saucy?
Yeah, babe.
Remember yesterday when we were in the studio over there and FSM was playing that golf guy teaching that girl how to swing?
Yeah.
Justin retweeted somebody who took pictures of her.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who that guy is on FSN that teaches women how to golf.
Yeah.
With the swings, but my God, does he pick the hottest chicks ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pro move by him as long as he's not a creep. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, we saw Hockey and I were watching it yesterday, and she's like practicing like her follow through, and he's literally like standing behind her.
Yeah, put your ass into it more.
Yeah, I don't think that you're
so
swinging
uncomfortable.
With
good
your labia.
For him, though.
Yeah,
and she's they have the though. Shortest skirts on of all time.
She's good, though.
So hot.
And they're good golfers. The gals can swing.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, they've gotten... This guy teaches them five times a day, every day.
Hockey, come here. Well, I can use Tommy.
Use Tommy.
He does this stand-up. He does this move where he's like...
You have to try to describe it, though. This is radio.
Like, puts his hand on their hip and like, draws their arms back toward
him. Oh, it's kind of getting me going.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Oh. Hey, there's little T.
It's basically, since you didn't explain it, I'll explain it. It's basically Chubbs to Happy Gilmore when he goes, it's all in the hips. Yeah. It's all in the hips.
Correct.
Just a nice little
and
dance.
He just grabs hip and just sways with chicks.
Hey, it's a good gig if you can get it.
Hell yeah, man. I don't blame him. Oh,
he has so many bangers.
Yeah. This is a cover.
Oh, ball.
Of what?
Van.
This is a Van Morrison song,
Man.
And you dust your shoes. Okay.
And you dust your shoes?
Corey, let's say you're taking a pontoon ride now, right? Are you throwing 311 on?
Probably Pantera.
Brilliant.
Maybe
Rammstein.
Pontoon
music,
Maybe,
some people ain't
maybe
no damn good.
School, maybe some Rob Zombie. Some Power Man 5000.
No damn good.
Right, PM5K's pontoon music, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Walk. Depends on what lake you are. Well, that's Pantera.
No,
but
yes. Walk. Effing Hostile's a great lake song.
This love.
This is
yeah.
Right.
Now, for pontooning, we're motorboating bitches.
Do
remember the first time we played This Love for Tommy and we hit the chorus and his jaw dropped? Can we do that again? Do you remember that song, Tom?
I think so. And that's like the first time, with the bridges thing.
No, this is the one where it builds for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then he just rips.
Maybe I do.
God dang, is that song kick ass.
You know it's a lit ass pontoon? Scene bear.
Oh my. Can we go, please?
Yeah.
I've never been on Tonka.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Go to Fletcher's and Maynard's and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Man. I heard Big Island's just the best.
If you're Big Island
sounds like it would be good for you.
Yeah. I can't believe you've 22. Never been to Big Island.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scene Bear will take
it. I'm surprised you're not the mayor of Big Island.
Yeah.
I got a feeling I'd buy in pretty
quick. Yeah, well, I think you'd buy in real quick. Debauchery,
Ryan.
Toplessness, drunkenness.
That's Ryan Donaldson.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. RD, man.
Yeah,
that's RD.
Also, it's bro country.
Oh, yeah, I'd fit in.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have been a big frat star if I didn't play football.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
It's my role.
Yeah. You would have been Ogre. Even though Ogre also played football.
Front Page Sports is next. There's not a lot, but the sports that we do have is really good because it basically went the Twins' way yet again.
Unbelievable.
I watched the entire game.
Man, they had the Rays number this year.
And Cruz, man. What a clutch hit. Hey, holy smokes.
Tommy, you know this song?
I love it.
Yeah, you know who wrote this song?
No.
I'm about to blow your mind. You ready?
Yes.
Taylor Swift wrote this song. For Little Big Town. Yeah.
For Little Big Town.
For Little Big Town, yeah.
Why?
For sure. She loves him.
Really?
Yeah.
You can actually, now that you say it, you can tell.
For sure.
It feels like a Taylor Swift song. You can hear her sing it.
Of course, yeah.
Does she ever, like, do it, tour with him and do it?
I don't
know.
That'd
be cool.
That would be cool.
Hey, have you listened to that song yet that I told you to? Beyond? Remember I texted you, like, 2 weeks ago? It's called Beyond with, I don't know, but Luke Combs is on it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's the live version. That one cuts
Luke
the cord.
Luke Combs is the... Yeah.
He is.
Probably better.
Power Trip Morning Show back after this on The Fan. Needing a man who could change his mind in any given minute. And it's always on your terms. I'm hanging on every careless word. Hoping it might turn sweet again. Like it was in the beginning. Damn. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, T.O. Hey, T.O. T.O. Hey, T.O.
Talking golf with Sauce.
They're talking golf.
Yeah.
Hey, T.O.
What up?
So I tried to find a version of Taylor Swift singing that song, you know?
Yeah.
This is live at the Bluebird Cafe.
That's when she said, hey, I'm
and this is, back to the Bluebird. You'll hear people talking. Probably
better off on my own. Just sounds natural.
This is just her guitar, by the way. Didn't know what he had when he had it. And I see... permanent damage you did. Look at her, Teal. Never
again, I just wish. She's honestly the GOAT. I think how many bangers she has.
I know.
You know, it was just one of those magical
nights. That's the guy who signed her record deal.
I actually ended up sitting in the exact same chair as I did on November 4th, 2004.
When she says it.
Man. That's a genius right
there,
man.
That's really good.
She wrote this little song herself, man. People can say she can't sing. They can say this thing, whatever. That's her and her guitar. And a song she wrote by herself. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So impressive.
That's
come on,
goosebump inducing.
Golly gee.
Can you put Beyond on there? That'd be great.
What?
Hold on 1 second. Trying to get there.
Well, though, here's the thing, Hawk, and I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah, baby.
Can she sing?
You just
what was wrong with that?
Just heard her.
Yeah, but
now.
Like...
Oh, have you heard this one?
Oh, is this her song?
No.
This is Luke and Leon Bridges. Luke Combs.
Talk about a great song. This song gets you very emotional. Gets you right. Don't want to get ahead of myself. Feeling things I never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. She's
shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I love to see her face in daylight. It's more than just our bodies at night.
Bodies at night are pretty
but
nice,
she's
though,
really
too.
Tempting me.
But he loves her. This is great.
Do you think I'm being
you guys use combs?
If I don't
yeah, you do.
A brush. I don't.
A brush? You're a brush guy?
I'm scared to death that she might be it, that your love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be mine.
You know, I just don't know who Leon Bridges is.
I didn't before this song.
Yeah, me either.
He's got, he has another big hit. What the hell was that song called? Leon Bridges had a huge hit last year.
Was it Coming Home? Bet Ain't Worth. Or Smooth Sailing.
Thanks for playing this, Chris. I love this song.
This is great. I know.
Luke Combs
is the new GOAT.
No, he is. He's huge.
Yeah. He's everything right now. This is Coming Home by Leon Bridges.
No.
This is Bad News.
No.
This is If It Feels Good.
He's at the Luke Combs at the XL Energy Center.
Yeah, yeah, September, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the best. Texas. This bet ain't worth something or other. And this is Smooth Sailing.
None of them sound familiar.
None of them
had a really big hit last year, though.
Yeah, it's Saturday, September 28th.
The last time I played at Country Fest, which I play on Saturday, mm-hmm. was 2 years ago. And it was us, and then Luke Combs, and then a few other bands.
Really?
Yeah, and I was standing there looking at the sheet. They always put a sheet backstage by the backstage, dressing rooms.
Uh-huh.
And right beside my dressing room, it said the lineup. And I was talking to, I think, Ian. And I go, Luke Combs, man, I hear great things about this kid. I can't wait to play with him to see what he sounds like. And a guy behind me goes, he's an asshole. And I turned around, looked, and it was his tour manager. I didn't know, you know.
Oh.
And he goes, no, I'm just kidding. He's the greatest guy ever. And I go, man, I hear good things are happening. He goes, we're in a van right now, but I'll tell you, we'll be in a tour bus this time next year. 2 years later, he's literally
the biggest
thing going on. The
wow,
biggest thing going
that's
on.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of bangers, too.
Oh, man. I like this. This is like R&B. No, this is Leon Bridges.
Leon Bridges. I don't, yeah.
His Wikipedia page says Coming Home was his big song, but at least the start of it didn't sound familiar. Anyway.
Luke Combs. Hurricane's a great song.
Just
great. This is my favorite. Luke, listen to this song. This is a very clever song. And Luke, by the way,
I love this song.
Writes all his own songs.
Does he really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a hell of a songwriter.
God, he's a stud.
Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that.
This is him, by the way, so.
Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.
That's him, Corey.
I was calling
him. Looks right.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice solid neck beard.
Dude. 3-night beach vacation.
Listen.
Deep sea seniorita fishing down in Panama.
I ain't gonna see my future mother-in-law anymore.
Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours.
He's great.
This is a good song.
It's a great song, dude.
That's brilliant.
And K-102 plays it all the time.
Yeah, it's
great.
Seriously, forgive me for being mean. I'm no prize winner. He is a train wreck physically. Right? I mean, just a big. Looks like he jumps out of a. He looks like he jumped out of a semi and walked down stage. Right.
Yeah. 100%.
A truck driver.
Yeah.
And I love it because it's starting to change, man. It's starting to change back to the music matters. He writes his own tunes. He's the hottest thing in all of country music right now.
When you said Luke Combs, I'm like, well, he's gonna be. A 10.5.
Yeah, no, for sure. No.
Right. The name sounds sexy.
Sounds like he's going to be a 10.5. Yeah. And then when I looked it up, I'm like,
yeah.
It's like when you hear Corey Cove, you think he's going to be a sexy son of a bitch.
And then you look at him. I know.
And you want to gouge your eyes out.
What the hell just happened?
Yeah.
What did I do?
No, Corey, because like you hear Corey, like Corey Cove, you know, yeah, it's kind of sexy.
Yeah. I don't
know
if it is. It's like a radio name, you know, like made up.
It does sound like a fake name. I've been asked that a million times in the last 17 years, because I don't think the name Corey is ever sexy.
Yes, it is.
It sounds like it's 12.
I think of Corey Matthews still. From Boy Meets World.
Oh, check this out, dudes. And you'll appreciate this more than anybody, T.O.
What?
My friend Deanne reminds me that night in Kadad 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was me, Luke Combs, Jamie Johnson, and Eric Church. That was the lineup.
What?
I know. How about that?
That's a good night.
Yeah. Who knew?
Wow.
I know, dude. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. All those people are big stars, except for one.
You're a big
front page sports is brought to you by our friends at Early Bird Electric. Thanks, Early Bird Electric. Twins won 6-4 over the Rays. Odorizzi 5 1/3, 4 hits, 7 strikeouts. Cruz, big hero last night. 3-for-4 with 3 RBI. No home runs from Minnesota, but it didn't matter. The Twins are now 5-1 against Tampa Bay this season, including the last 5. They got, blown out in game 1, 14-3 or something a long time ago. And now 5 consecutive wins against one of the better teams in baseball.
Yeah, one of the best teams in one of the best divisions.
Rosario sprained his ankle. That was a buzzkill. Today, final game against Tampa. Perez for Minnesota. That's a nooner. Cleveland did win last night 5-3 over the Royals. Cleveland is off today, then at Baltimore tomorrow. Twins still lead the division by 8.5 games.
I can't remember the last time I had a nooner.
Hell yeah, man. It was a great game. It was a kind of... It was one of those games where when you watch it, you go... This is a game they're going to have to deal with. This style and this pace is going to be like a playoff game. They got behind. Odorizzi couldn't keep the lead. They got 3 in the first, and he quickly gave back 2. And, man, when Cruz hit that double, you're going, this team, man, this is a special baseball team. Most teams would just roll over and go, that's the 8th inning. We got 4 games left of the All-Star break. Who cares? It was sweet. It was a huge win.
It's great.
Bob Lee retiring from ESPN after 40 years. He joined ESPN on day 3, wow. September 9th, 1979. Jeez. 40-year career. Longest tenured anchor, of course, still at ESPN. Bob Lee's the GOAT, right? When it comes to credibility. Right, he was with Tommy, I know you were a child of the 90s, but growing up in the 90s, loving SportsCenter like a lot of us did.
Yeah.
You know, you had the Dan Patricks, Keith Olbermann, all those guys. And later you had Stuart Scott. It was all catchphrases and comedy and people were funny and, you know, Craig Kilborn, whatever, all those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bob Lee was never joke guy. He was never catchphrase guy. He was just journalist guy. Right. So in a sea of jokes and whoa, it was just, I'm going to do journalism.
He killed it.
Did it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Nonstop credibility out of Bob Lee.
So good.
And yeah, he was really good.
He was a class act on TV.
Good for him.
This has been rumored for months, but it sounds like the rumors are heating up. The NBA is exploring a shorter schedule.
Hooray! 3 games?
How great. How much would hockey celebrate if Adam Silver was like, by the way, it's a 3-game season.
And a mid-season cup-style tournament. By the way, the shortened schedule could be as low as 58 games, Chris. They've been playing 82 since 67/68, but could be as low as 58. I've heard a lot of people down on this mid-season tournament thing. They're like, what's the point? And blah, 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 blah. Are you nuts?
Be sweet.
It would be awesome.
Gambling. Central.
Yes.
Right. It's even, well, what does it mean, though? Would anybody care? Yeah, I'd care. I'd bet on it. We could bracket it.
We'd go to Vegas for it.
Single elimination bracket tournament. Because here's why. Here's why Wolves fans should say, please do a mid-season bracketed tournament. Even if it is for a silver cup, right? Instead of an NBA championship. Sauce, what are the odds right now for the Wolves to win the title in Vegas? Just ballpark it.
100-1.
It's about 100-1. Right. Higher in some books, right? So we're talking 100 or 150-1. They ain't winning the NBA championship.
No.
Are the Wolves capable on one given night? Are they capable of beating the Golden State Warriors, even when the Warriors are healthy?
Yeah, and they normally play the Warriors well, but yes.
Yep. Could the Wolves win 4 consecutive games, 1 or 2 against bad teams, and then 1 or 2 against good teams?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
They could. They are good enough with the Cat. They are good enough to win a mid-season
single elimination tournament. They can't beat the great teams in a seven-game set.
No.
They can beat them, though, on a nightly basis. On a one-game basis, they could do it. Wouldn't it be fun if the Wolves went deep in a mid-season tournament?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Give us something.
Wouldn't it be fun if I won the lottery tonight?
Right.
Yeah, that'd
but
be great.
More to that point. I'm at the point in my life, I know the Wolves ain't winning the NBA title. But the least you could let me do is win some money on them.
Right. Basically win the NIT tournament of the
But it's
NBA.
Not the NIT. People keep comparing this to the NIT. The NIT is for the garbage teams that can't make the NCAA tournament. These would still be the best teams in the NBA.
Okay, yeah.
This is still the NCAA tournament. This is more like the ACC tournament. Right? Or the Big Ten championship. You're winning something that matters.
Yeah.
Against quality competition.
How could they make it like good? Like if you win, you could be like number one seed for the playoffs. That'd be kinda
cool. I don't even think it needs to be that. I've heard all these ideas about, well, what is it's almost like the Major League Baseball All-Star game, right?
Yeah,
wins you home field advantage
right,
back in the
like
day.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do that. You just have to have a secondary championship. Why can't it just be for a smaller cup? And everybody knows the NBA title still means more, but what's wrong with winning a mid-season tournament?
I got an idea. It's sponsored by Planners. We call it the Nut Cup.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that.
Or the
Denslow
Cup.
Yeah.
The what now?
The Denslow Cup.
I don't know what that means.
It's been around for like, since like 98. Yeah, basketball.
Somebody
gets
it, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
okay,
basketball.
Cool. I'm sorry.
Great film.
Ted Denslow was the...
great
Ted Danson.
Or Ted Danson.
When he does the, should have been gone! When he's shooting, brilliant.
But you want to hear some bad ideas? Listen to Hot Sports Take Radio in the last 24 hours. Holy crap, are these people not thinking these ideas through. I heard somebody say, the bottom eight teams should have a mid-season tournament, and then those eight teams should square off, and the winner gets the number one pick. Think about how dumb that is. The Warriors, then... Right. Would be completely incentivized to tank the first half of the year,
right?
Get into this tournament, destroy everyone, guarantee themselves the number one pick, and then just roll the rest of the season.
Then they get Zion.
Right.
Yeah.
So dumb.
That's the worst idea I've ever had.
Really, or how about, well, you know, the NBA doesn't want tanking, so why don't we just have a tournament and you got to win the number one pick? Well, then the teams that are like 9, 10, and 11, and 12 would say, I'm going to lose every game until I get into that tournament.
Yeah.
And then I'll start playing.
Right, because the Warriors
Adam Silver could, clearly has thought those things through.
Yeah, and the
Hot Sports Take Radio has not.
The Warriors could easily win the NBA championship as the 8th seed.
Of course.
Yeah.
But back to all of our original points.
Not mine.
Yeah, no, even yours.
All right.
Even you said it.
Even you.
Gambling. The middle of the NBA season does not matter. So give us 2 weeks. Almost take a 2-week break. Do this tournament, do a bracketed tournament, so every office in the country can have a bracket and have an office pool. Make us care for 2 weeks.
At Christmas time, because that's when everyone starts watching anyways. Be great.
Yeah, the season shouldn't start.
Right, at least a couple months before the NCAA tournament, right? Give us a couple months, maybe January-ish.
It'd be great.
Hockey?
Yes.
Join Michael Russo at Morrissey's Irish Pub in Uptown tonight. From 6 to 8 to enjoy the launch of Bent Paddles, Trampled by Turtles American Golden Ale, and a chance to win tickets to see Trampled by Turtles at Bayfront in Duluth on July 6th. KFN.com, keyword events for more info.
Ben Lieber, 40 minutes from now. Tommy, of course, is here. We'll do Tommy's Takes at 7:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
All right, well, that's not going to work, so I'm going to hit this. Dead file, love it. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Hogs.
It is Thursday, June 27th, best day I'm ever, 27th of June. Power Trip Morning Show, T.O.'s here. It's the best day of the week. It's Thursday. Hi, T.O.
Hi, love this song.
Me too, baby. How could you? You got a drink in your hand?
This is me all week, next week.
All you got to is put my dink in your hand.
Wow, is that the original lyrics?
I think it is. It's a demo version. Yeah.
Good. When was the last time anybody called it a dink?
Yeah.
Every time this song is played in the tour bus.
Yeah. Everyone in Indiana.
I don't think I've heard that since middle school.
Yeah. Well, again.
Nice full song.
Yeah, I hate it.
I don't get why is that.
Well, they used to. I don't think they do music testing anymore. Obviously. I think that that's a leftover from the old days. This is from the Air Church Record Chief. This is called Dink in My
Hand.
He
wails, dude.
Oh, wails.
Dink in My Hand.
Wasn't there a wrestler named Doink?
Yeah, Doink the Clown.
There is?
Really?
There was. Yeah. Didn't he just recently die?
All you got to do is put my dink in your hand.
I'll never be able to listen to it now.
Church.
Chris, you performing for the 4th?
Let's see.
Yeah, he died. Sorry.
He died?
Yeah, drug overdose.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I did? This is all a dream? Wait,
the
is this hell?
The guy that was Doink.
Oh,
is this hell?
Is this hell? No.
I'm in Worthington on the 3rd.
Okay.
Which seems impossible. That's next Wednesday, right?
Right.
Next Wednesday.
It's my mom's 61st birthday next Wednesday.
How is it possible that hot is...
that piece of A.
Jesus, your mom.
She's listening. She's
you know
our initials are TKO, technical knockout? She loves it.
I heard that.
Have you guys seen the pictures of the guy that survived the bear attack? Are we convinced this is real? I know I'm skeptical, but have you guys seen this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Holy bleep.
Should I just run a Google search for guy who survived bear attack?
There's a whole bunch of sites saying that it's legit, but it just feels and it looks like a hoax. You can't believe it. A Russian guy spent a month in a bear den after being attacked by a bear, dragged into a cave, survived off of his own urine. He looks like The Walking Dead. The pictures look like
that's scary.
He's a zombie.
It looks like The Revenant. Have you seen The Revenant?
Why did I look that up?
Corey, have you seen The Revenant?
I have not,
Sweet
no.
Holy
that's
hell!
What Leo looks like in it. That's scary.
That's hideous.
You've seen The Revenant, right?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Yeah, I've seen it. Great.
Yeah, when he gets mauled
when he gets
by a
the
bear.
Hell beat out of him by that bear. Yeah, it's a pretty badass movie. This is unbelievable.
Alexander.
That's, he looks like a zombie.
He says that the bear attack happened roughly a month ago.
Jeez.
Drank his own urine to stay alive while fearing that the bear would come back at any moment to finish him off. Doctors say it's a miracle that he wasn't killed and admit they aren't sure how he was able to survive so long. He was only discovered after a group of hunters passed the cave and their dogs ran inside before refusing to move on. The hunters checked inside the lair and saw what they believed to be a human mummy until they realized he was alive.
May I say, put you on pause for 1 second. Dogs are the goat.
Dogs are the goat. Yeah, that's
all
well
right.
said.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Go ahead. Back to your story.
Okay. The health ministry of Russia, whatever that is.
Great point, ministry.
Hasn't confirmed that the story is real.
How do you sleep?
Oh. I don't know, but man, just seeing the picture, my red flag is up.
I think it's fake.
You think so?
Yeah.
How could you last a month with a bear?
Why didn't the bear just rip you apart?
When the bear left, wouldn't you run?
I would guess the bear's like, that thing smells. I ain't eating that. Look at that guy.
Yeah. That was a hoax.
I don't know if it is a hoax, but I definitely would like it verified before.
Yeah.
Before I'm like, wow, craziest story ever.
Right.
Yeah.
A month?
Yeah.
Just sitting there talking to it? I don't get it.
Did the bear come back every night and like hang out and he pretended to be dead?
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I'm not going to eat you. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you have nothing
You're
left.
You're fine. Get out. Go. Would you please leave my cave?
You're bothering me. I need some me time.
My God. You're like the dude that won't leave me alone. I gave you my number, and now you won't stop calling me.
Wow. That hits close to home.
Oh, you got to do it. Put my dink in your hand.
Yeah, I would swear, based on the pictures, you would swear this is at a mortuary.
Yeah.
It looks like they're about to cut open like a cadaver.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks awful.
He looks hideous.
Yeah. Terrible.
I don't know.
I don't either.
That doesn't even make sense.
How could you drink your own urine for a month?
Right, does he have a cup?
Right, and I mean, how long can you go without food? About 2 weeks?
Is he just really good aim?
Right.
Yeah, is he Peter North?
Yeah, how's he doing that?
I don't know. Look at the arch on that.
Right. That's what I was just
According
thinking.
To Google, the human body needs food and water to survive. A human can go more than 3 weeks without food.
Okay, this is a month.
Yeah.
But I think you can only go about 7 days without water.
At least 60%.
And even that, I think you're in huge trouble, of course.
Man, that'd be bad. Did you guys watch, like, those shows?
Which ones?
The Survivor Man.
And Not really. I mean, I've seen them, but I didn't really regularly watch them.
Man, that would suck. Or Naked and Afraid. Those are some good shows.
No, that sounds stupid.
That's Paul Pre-Sex.
Yeah.
That's me it's me post.
Yeah.
Vulnerable.
It's me getting out of the shower.
Paul, you're looking thin, though. How much are you down?
8 pounds.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, bud.
You ever hear, like, think about that. Like, when you grab a 10-pound weight, it's a lot of weight you're carrying.
Oh, God, yeah. For you.
Almost right. 10, man.
It's huge.
I've been trying, man.
You can tell. Your face looks thin.
Thank you, brother. That means a lot. Hockey won't grow up my T-words anymore.
Oh, give me a chance.
Paul, wouldn't it be nice if you lost so much weight that people accused you of spending a month in a... a bear den in Russia.
Speaking of that, so there's a picture that a tree sent me of when we were at that River's Edge
for people concert. Just
you mean Garlar?
For no, people just Anthony, checking in. Tree Anthony. Is one of your dumb friends with a dumb nickname.
My buddy Anthony.
Great guy.
Great guy, yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, he's a paramedic, great dude. He sent a picture of me, Smitty Hume, and my buddy Nick standing at this River's Edge watching the Dave Matthews Band. And it was right after I lost all that weight. And I was really proud of it, right? I'm like, yeah, it's sweet. So I showed it to somebody, some female that works here, and she's like, well, your head's too big for that skinny body.
Like, that story makes you sound stupid.
I like it. I like that she said that. That was nice of her to say that.
That's mean.
She's so she says you're in good shape, but your head's just disgusting.
No, what she's saying is she likes you with the little chubs on you.
Yeah, I think she likes you
That gives you permission to
now.
Eat pizza, dude.
Well, I guess that's the question you need to ask her again. Is this Barb, by the way? Who is this?
No.
Somebody else?
That is something
it
Barb
was rage.
Say,
but I
would,
no, it was Tina?
Yeah, it was.
It had to be Tina Rage. It had to be.
That's what you need to ask Tina is would you rather have my head look disgusting?
Yeah, but, yeah. Or, Tina says stuff like that because of who she spends most of her day with.
Mm. Man, that's got real.
Thank you for your honesty.
All right.
But yeah, I was like, oh, thanks.
Dude, I don't think that's a mean
like,
thing to
I
say.
Like, I look great.
I think she was trying to be nice.
I think what she was saying is she'd rather you have the dad bod,
I think
man.
She's trying to give you a compliment now saying you look good now.
That's right.
Yeah, good for teens.
Yeah, good for Rage.
Old Rage, old TR.
Old Rage is good.
Hey, do you want to see me when I try not to be a fighter pilot?
Brilliant.
Is that when you were in the Navy?
Yeah.
Paul's doing jokes that are visual.
Yeah, he's doing it just for a show for one person right now in the whole wide world.
Yep, no big
Honestly,
deal.
You look, I think you look like the same now.
Yeah, he looks like Mr. Mackey from South Park.
Okay.
Here comes Tina. She's walking in the room. It's her walk-up music.
How long will it take Tommy to know this band? Go.
I won't. Sounds like... It's not old. It can't be that old. I'd say around mid-90s era.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's...
Oh, is this Rage?
That's Rage. Yeah. There you go. You got it.
That's why it's Tina Rage.
Mid-90s is the right
answer. Yeah, look at me. You guys are teaching me.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm so proud of you
so
right now.
So Tina Rage is here?
Is she here?
No, but this is her walk-in music.
Bring her on down the line.
Great point.
What really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports, and Chris will change your life. Ben Lieber in 25 minutes.
Download it now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. This has to be a new show, right? Because it can't be the same show we were doing before we went to break 18 hours ago. It's still Thursday?
The music got better.
How dare you? Tell me when it's over. It's a T.O. Thursday. Hi, T.O.
What'd you just tweet out, Chris?
When we went to break last Tuesday, I sat here and I had time to watch like 48 different movie reviews or movie trailers. And this one's called Wild Rose. Everybody's going crazy for it. And I watched the trailer, and it's already a favorite movie of mine. I've never seen the movie, but the trailer makes me think it's the greatest movie of all time.
Well, you were right about Star is Born. You loved that.
I did.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Crazy Rich Asians?
No. I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh. I watched it Sunday, hungover as hell. And I fell asleep like halfway through, right? But every time I woke up and watched it, it was so good.
Really?
Yeah. Like
people loved it.
Like teared up and then laughed. Super good. Exactly what you need in a romantic comedy.
Mm. No.
Who's doing this again?
Well, this is Atreyu.
Atreyu.
Yeah.
Isn't this your band song?
The Deftones.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's got some wail to it.
Yeah, the actual song is incredible.
Is this Atreyu?
It is not.
Oh.
Good morning, Jessica.
Neverending Story. Great film.
Yeah.
What movie?
Yeah, great film.
You ever see Neverending Story when you were growing up?
I don't even know what
it is.
It's
a kid's movie.
Oh my god. It's so
That's
good.
What Atreyu is from. Yeah. He's the main character in Neverending
What's
Story.
What's it about? Maybe I have seen it.
It's about a never-ending story.
Good summation.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's got a luck dragon named Falcor. He flies around on it. And he's got a horse named Artex. No?
No, not really.
This soundbite is from Neverending Story. You've played it a million times in this show. The moral of the ancient one.
We don't even care.
Really? It's a Neverending Story, yeah.
I thought that was from Star Wars.
Nope. Huh. It doesn't matter. Who cares? I wonder if that movie holds up. One of my favorite films, though, when I was a kid.
Didn't you say the second one is the
second
worst
one
film
is
of all
the
time?
Worst movie of all time?
Have you seen Caddyshack 2?
Sure. Neverending Story Part 2 is significantly worse than
Grease,
Caddyshack
Grease
2.
Grease 2 sucks.
Hockey loves Grease 2.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I like music and dancing.
Twins won 6-4 over the Rays. They hold an 8.5 game lead because Cleveland won as well, 5-3 over the Royals. Odorizzi just good enough. Cruz, though, the hero. You said he ripped a nice little hit.
Yeah, he got up in the bottom of the seventh, bases loaded after Tampa committed a bunch of errors. And they had two outs. He got up for two straight strikes, and Cruz ripped it to left center field, cleared the bases, and they won 6-4. So his clutch hit won him the game.
We don't care.
You asked.
What really matters is this.
This is odd. Mick Jagger, the lead singer of Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. has a great-grandchild who was born in 2014. A great-grandchild, Mick Jagger.
Hmm.
That's not even the weirdest part. The weirdest part, he has a child who was born in 2016. So, yes, he has a great-grandchild that's 2 years older than a child.
Not even a grandchild.
A
great-grandchild.
Oh, that is 2 years older than his youngest child.
If that's your resume, are you doing something right or doing something wrong?
Yeah, I think Mick Jagger is just too horny.
That means you are still no sleeping with somebody young enough that's fertile.
Yeah.
Right? You're not banging a 75-year-old gal. You're getting after it with somebody that's, you know, probably under 40.
Is he 75?
At least.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Let me look.
I don't know if at least is the right answer. Man. He can't be 80.
And he's got a kid?
He's 75 exactly.
75 years
He'll
old.
He'll be 76 in a month.
Wow.
And his kid was born in 16, you said? So 3 years old?
2016, that's right, yeah.
Dude.
That's weird.
I'm 39 and can't keep up with my 5-year-old. There's no way.
His wife. 32.
Hmm. Good for him. He must have a crank on him.
No, it's just Mick Jagger.
He's Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
That's what you lead with.
I love that song.
Yeah, there's only one Mick Jagger.
He has so many good tunes.
Oh, yeah. Shredders.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves extended a qualifying offer to Tyus Jones.
What does that mean?
Basically, now he's a restricted free agent, so he can go out and sign another deal, but...
Good for him.
The Wolves have an offer out on the table for him.
Yeah, good for him. I hope he's gonna get paid. Ton of cash. Good for him.
Last year, Tommy Olsen, Tyus Jones set the NBA record for best assist to turnover ratio of all time.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a cool stat.
Yep.
Good
best
for him.
Assist to turnover ratio.
So he's in the record book.
In a season in NBA history.
He's in Tyus the Hall of Fame.
Maybe.
Maybe. What really matters, though, is this.
Great point. Kermit the Frog, left-handed. Jim Henson, left-handed. Hmm. He wore Kermit on his right hand and used his left to manipulate Kermit's hands.
Are you? What hand are you, Hawk?
I'm right-handed.
Okay. Yeah.
Is anybody over there left-handed?
Sauce is. He talks about it all the time.
For what? For Tommy and I are giggling about I'm left-handed. Yeah, but I write right-handed.
Yeah, I'm ambidextrous. I play baseball left-handed.
Yeah,
I
write swing right-handed. A golf club.
I'm lefty golfer.
Yeah.
Snap the ball right-handed.
My left hand is just worthless.
Really?
Like, really?
I can't do
you
anything.
You don't bat either way?
I don't bat, period, to be honest with you. I can't.
Yeah.
When you watch sad stories.
Yeah, you can't hit a single with your left hand?
No.
Wow. Really?
No. I'm
feel
right-handed.
Bad for you.
Do you really?
Sometimes I just switch halfway.
Do you really?
Yeah, I can't hit from the right side either.
Really?
Yeah.
May I?
I have like two different. It's nice. It's
real nice.
Oh, when did you come over? It's kind of nice. It's not bad at all.
Wow.
1 inch.
Yep. It's about it.
If I'm lucky.
Vanderbilt beat Michigan in game 3 for their second College World Series title.
Wow.
Watched the whole game.
Did you really?
Yeah, Eddie and I did. Pretty boring.
Why? Wow.
Vanderbilt won its second title in their 4 College World Series appearances, all of them since 2011. The other one came back in 2014.
Wow.
Vanderbilt.
Wow.
What really matters is this.
Wow. Here's a weird one for you.
Yeah.
You remember the movie Schindler's List, one of the great movies of all time? Oscar Schindler, of course, played by the guy whose
Liam
kids
Neeson.
Always get taken.
Tommy, have you seen Schindler's List?
No.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen it either.
I didn't see it when it came out. I saw it when I started dating Angie. I saw it, so maybe, 7, 8, 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy bleep, dude. That's a must watch for everyone. It's a hard watch, but you got to watch it.
That's the one where Peter Griffin, makes fun of it, right? And he's shooting the gun out of his window, and he sets the SIG down. Is that the thing?
Probably. Well,
that is, because that is a scene. But here's the weird thing. Mel Gibson. Auditioned to play Oscar Schindler.
Oh, that don't make no sense.
That don't make no
sense. Holy cow, did he really?
Sense. Yes, he did.
That would not have been good for so many reasons
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he even wanted to play Oscar Schindler.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Man, that's a tough watch. It's a tough watch.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's one of the great films of all time, one of the great true stories of all time.
Yeah, you can't believe that it really happened. Yeah. That's the thing is I mean, I'm stating the obvious, but for God's sakes, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Which one's Mel Gibson? I think I'm getting him confused.
He's the racist.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the guy in all the Lethal Weapon movies.
Braveheart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Okay, I get him and John McClane mixed up, who plays
Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Bruce Willis.
Bruce is top 5.
Yeah, Bruce Wells.
Bruce does well.
Yeah. If something bad turned out to be true about Bruce Willis, like it did about Mel Gibson, I'd cry.
That would suck.
Yeah, I would cry, because I love Bruce.
Yeah.
Great point, by the way.
Thank you.
Don't let me down.
What?
Bruce. It's a great song.
He doesn't say Bruce.
I don't know what song.
I know what you're talking about.
Don't let me down.
No, it's
Don't Lay Me Down. And they go, Bruce, don't let me down.
You played all the time, Hawk.
That's
but it's not Bruce.
He doesn't say Bruce.
What does he say?
Does he say Roos?
He says Bruce, doesn't he?
No.
It's called Don't Bring Me Down.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. You're right.
It's Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, this is it.
You got it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Great jam.
7-foot meat sauce is going to return to the Toronto Raptors. Marc Gasol exercised his $25.6 million player option. He'll be back in Toronto.
God, that would be great.
Don't bring me down.
Yeah, great song.
Yep.
Whoosh.
What really matters, though, is this.
Great point. you don't hone in on something. You home in on something. You can hone your skills, because hone means to sharpen, but you home in on things, because home means to target accurately.
So if 90% of the population had this right, right? If everybody did this correctly, and then Sauce rolls in here and go like, I'm going to hone in on that. I go, you idiot. Are you dumb? Come on. That's not it. But this is the opposite, right? Everybody uses this incorrectly.
Yeah, everybody.
So because it's essentially unanimously incorrect, then it basically makes it correct, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody uses it that way. Like, I'll hone in on that by the end of the week.
Yeah. Oh.
Everybody says it wrong.
So good.
Everyone says it wrong.
Everyone.
No.
That's the way it is.
What's this?
I'm sorry.
This is Champagne Supernova.
This is a great
by Oasis.
It's a great
song. It just takes so long to get to the chorus. But
yeah,
once it
way
gets
too
there,
long.
You want to take a bath in it.
Yeah, it's one of the best songs from the 90s.
The decade, not the nightclub.
Thank you, Carl.
Both.
How many
You got a great ass.
Thank you so much.
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high?
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah, boy.
Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high?
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
Someday
that's his name.
You will find me caught beneath the landslide.
Ben Lieber is here. We'll do Fan 5 next. Tommy's takes in about 20 minutes. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. Best day of the week. We got T.O. and we have Ben Lieber. It's Thursday morning. 7:02, best damn ever, 27th of June.
I love that song, by the way, Chris.
Thank you, buddy. Hi, Ben.
Good morning, Christopher.
Hi, congrats, Ben. Congrats on a tournament well-run, it sounds like, on
nice
Monday.
Job.
Yeah, it was awesome. It really was beyond my expectations. You know, there's so much that goes into it, and my role was... you know, as the host and like the chairperson, like I got new committee members, and I was involved in like the fundraising part of it and getting people to sponsor and facilitating all this stuff kind of behind the scenes. But I wasn't really in charge of like the actual event planning the day of. Of course, we had a look and a feel and we communicated all that. But, you know, when you put it all together and you walk in and you're like, damn, like this is actually happening. And B, it was better than I expected from just the operational standpoint and all this other stuff, because I didn't know what to expect. Mm. And then we raised $230,000.
Whoa!
We went over.
Wow,
Ben, good for you.
Big number.
We went. We were 30 grand higher than our goal. We set a goal of 200,000, and you know, there's always ups and downs, and there was times during the process where I'm like, shoot, I don't know if we're going to hit our goal, and I was kind of getting depressed about that and kind of trying to figure that part out. And then the day of, the gals at St. Jude were like, hey, by our calculations, like, we should hit our goal, we're going to be fine and whatever. And then we get to the dinner banquet portion of it and had a bunch of people that really stepped up donor wise and put us over the top.
That's awesome. Good for you, man.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
It was good
great.
Job.
And the was weather great. Was mostly pretty good, right? It sounds like it got dicey for a second, but overall, you got pretty lucky.
Yeah, mostly. It was, you know, we actually pushed the tee time back. We were going to tee off like 11 originally, then we pushed it back to noon a few weeks ago. And thankfully, because from like 11 to 11:40, it was raining, and then it stopped. And then about an hour into the round, it rained for like 5 minutes.
That's not bad.
Oh, that's great.
And then the second half of the round was in the sun. It was awesome.
Jackpot.
No humidity. It was low temperatures. It was awesome. Yeah. Perfect.
Good for you.
So thanks, guys, for all the help getting the word out and the awareness and all that.
Appreciate well, we did most of it.
Yeah,
so.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We did a lot.
Anytime.
Paul, are you ready for sports?
Always.
Anytime.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
Hey, thanks, Culligan.
Hey, Culligan, my
man. The Minnesota Twins won 6-4 over the Rays last night. They scored 3 in the first, but the Rays chipped away and took a 4-3 lead in the top of the 7th. But in the Twins' half of that inning with 2 outs and the bases loaded, Nelson Cruz smoked a bases-clearing double to put the Twins up for good 6-4. Taylor Rogers got the 4-out, 9-pitch save for the Twins. The Twins are now 52-27 and own an 8.5 game lead over the Indians. Same two teams today at 12-10. Martin Perez will look to pitch the Twins into a 3-game sweep. The Minnesota Timberwolves have extended a qualifying offer to guard Tyus Jones, which makes him a restricted free agent. Kevin Durant declined his $31.5 million player option. He will become an unrestricted free agent. The guy who looks identical to me, Marc Gasol, is exercising his $25.6 million option. The Yankees hit another home run yesterday that extends their streak to 29 games in a row. And Vanderbilt is your College World Series champion after beating Michigan 8-2 in a best-of-3 series.
Nicely done, Paul. Good
job. Jeff Saucy.
47-year-old Mark Anthony Jones is from Marion, Indiana. Do you know where Marion, Indiana is, Chris?
I sure do.
Oh, you do?
I actually do, yes.
In the last 4 months, he's been arrested 4 times. Driving with a suspended license.
Oh, wow.
Domestic battery.
Wow.
Trash. Meth possession.
Ooh. Wow.
And meth dealing.
Wow.
But of course, he's in the news, right? That's not enough to get into the news. That's just, I'm sure that happens every day in Marion, Indiana.
Yeah, that's classic anywhere in Indiana.
This is news because those are all in the last 4 months. And 4 months ago, he was in the news. He was the guy that shot himself accidentally in the junk.
Really?
Oh. So in February, accidentally shot himself in the junk. And that's what he's done since then.
Well, yeah.
So it's not like he's like, wow,
he's on
man,
a roll,
I gotta get
man.
My
Let
life back on track. It's shoot yourself in the fun parts, then driving with a suspended license, domestic battery, meth possession, meth dealing. So that didn't stop him from cooking and dealing meth.
Well, I mean, think how horny he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can't crank it.
Maybe he's less horny.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe
so he's
it's right. driving him
focused
crazy.
On his business.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man.
Good for him.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Was that the end of the story, by the way, Corey?
Yeah, that was it. He shot himself in the junk in February.
Do you remember playing against a tight end named Nate Jackson?
Nate Jackson, the article on Deadspin?
Did you read that?
I did.
You did. What'd you think of it? And you know what? Before you answer that question, I guess I should tell the listeners who didn't read it what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I remember the name, but I don't remember Nate Jackson very well.
I was a part-time player for the Broncos, so that's why I asked Ben if he remembered tackling him, because a tight end gets tackled by a linebacker quite a bit. The title of his latest article, which came out Tuesday at 11:41 a.m. of this week, How Playing in the NFL Ruined Me for Life on the Outside. Not the outside of his body, life on the outside of the NFL. Here's the I'll just give you a little example. Here's the very first paragraph of a story. Some NFL players will tell you the league is like prison, prison with paychecks. Each well-paid inmate has a reputation for violence, and every day on the yard, someone gets shanked. Every week, a few guys get released and a few guppies show up. The guys who leave feel a sense of relief, but they soon realize they're ill-equipped for life on the outside. For a variety of reasons, and compared to the prospect of dodging millennials in AirPods and making plans that will only be canceled via text, sharing a bunk with Bubba doesn't seem so bad. Yeah, I miss Bubba. The article, basically, Ben, is about a guy who says that he just can't figure out how to talk to people and live on the outside world because nobody lives up to their word and people don't just look you in the eye and tell you you suck at something. What'd you think of the article?
You know, I typically don't read Deadspin articles. I don't find them as factual and well researched because of a personal issue that or story that happened to me, not about me, but I had a reporter from Deadspin contact me years ago about doing a sort of expose on the use of Toradol in the locker room. And I said, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing this article and or contributing. She's like, well, why is that? And I said, well, she told me the background that she talked to several other players and she was just wanting to confirm just the dangerous nature of the Toradol and all this other stuff and how she was trying to villainize the NFL trainers and stuff like that. And I said, well, do you realize that we sign a waiver every year that highlights all the dangers of Toradol on a regular use? And she's like, there's a what? I go, no. The trainers tell you everything that could possibly happen with the use of Toradol and repeated use. And so we all have to sign. We can't get a shot unless we sign off on it. Like, it is in writing and words in front of us, and it's up to the player to read them or not. And she's like, well, nobody's ever told me that before. And I go, well, then do a better job researching your stuff. So it's like she had an angle, and all she wanted to do was just pound this angle that the NFL was horrible and the trainers were awful. And I said, I can't do this article, whatever. So from that point, in other articles that they've written, I'm like, I don't know if I want to read Deadspin. But
can I call a quick timeout before you butt?
Yeah.
Toradol is a painkiller.
Toradol is a very strong anti-inflammatory with a painkiller element to it.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. But a buddy of mine sent me this article, and I read it, and I tend to agree with Nate on a lot of things. I do think that the NFL internally can be as vicious as he's talking about. The high rate of anxiety, not knowing what's going to happen next, if you're going to have job security the next day, and there is a lot of internal anxiety that happens to a very high, high level, which I think is why you see such a prominence of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, like guys don't know how to cope and stuff like that. But I did like the fact that in this article that he talks about the gigantic difference between regular society and how they deal with personal interactions and company and job interactions versus the NFL. In the NFL, and Tommy's, you know, it's not just the NFL, it's football kind of in general. Mm-hmm. That's the way the culture is. And it's slowly changing, and I don't think necessarily that's for the best. But it's the most honest workplace you could ever find.
100%.
The most honest. And I think that what he's talking about is he has a hard time assimilating the workplace cultures of the NFL to the mainstream corporate America. That mainstream corporate America, it's very coddled in how you talk to somebody. Well, I gotta word this email correctly because I don't want to get sent to HR. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to this person correctly because I don't want to get turned in. And it's a lot of fluffy stuff, and 100%. It's a lot of passive aggressiveness, mm-hmm. and things get lost in translation. In the NFL, at least in football, it's you suck, and here's what I'm going to tell you where you suck, and I'm going to use a bunch of other four-letter words to tell you how much you suck, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to tell you this in front of your teammates and your peers, and you better get it fixed. There's no hiding. There's two cameras at every practice. You review those practice tapes every day in front of your peers, and you get criticized every day in front of your peers. Mm-hmm. No other workplace in corporate America ever does that. And I think that, to his point, you sort of come out of the NFL hardened. You should come out hardened, not just from the workplace environment, but the way that the communication happens. Like, you're not going to last a week if you're going to get your feelings hurt because the coach yelled at you in front of your teammates or told you on the football field that you're terrible or get it right, you know, fix it or whatever. You have to change things quickly or else you're gone. Hmm. And if you get your feelings hurt, you're gone. And if you get your feelings hurt and the other guys pick up on that, kind of like he's saying with the prison mentality, they are going to chew you up. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to needle you. It is a tough environment. So you got to have thick skin. And I actually sort of enjoyed the article from that angle because I didn't know based on the headline where it was going to go. And I would say, yeah, that's pretty accurate from what he's talking about.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's too bad there's not some sort of happy medium in between there, huh? Between real life and that kind of honesty.
Yeah. I would like to know what that happy medium looks like.
Yeah, me too.
I do think that there are times in the NFL it can get a little bit over the top because just like everything, you can have bad. The NFL, the one thing that I was shocked about the NFL, you would think it's the very best football coaches in America that have been assembled on each team as far as assistant coaches. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. there are guys that don't deserve and belong coaching football in the NFL level just because they're friends of friends, and it's
really,
yeah, it's like, in that regard, it is like corporate America, where one guy makes it, and if he's your buddy, he's going to kind of bring you along.
Huh.
And there are assistant coaches. I'm like, this guy has no business.
Wow.
No business coaching football.
Wow.
And with that, I think there are communication skills that could be better from some of those guys.
Yeah.
But in general, the communication skills from all coaches, some of the best coaches, is very intense, very open and honest. Mike Tomlin was one of the best communicators I've been around. And he laid everything out every day. And he would just, and he peeled it away in a way that was not personal. He would come in every day, put the piece of paper on the projector, and say, "I'm reporting the news. This is the news."
Wow. Okay.
This is
brilliant.
It's basically like the front page of the news.
Interesting.
And he would say, "Chris Hockey, you had two loafs today. You had this. You had this," and you couldn't be mad at him because you'd watch the film. And you're like, "Yeah."
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, wow.
I did that wrong, and I did that.
Great, because then you end up coaching yourself from it.
You end up coaching yourself. Yeah.
And that's why it's brilliant.
And then, you know, yeah, in a way, you, within the guys that you feel comfortable with, you end up helping each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times where you kind of feel bad, like, Tommy's getting his ass ripped again today for the same thing. Like, dude, what's going on?
Right.
You have these one-off conversations. Like, Tommy, you got to figure this out.
You stay after and work on it.
Yeah, you stay after work on it. Hey, if you need some help, let's do something. So, It builds this sort of camaraderie in that regard, where it's the figurative foxhole mentality, where hey, we got to band together now because we're both in the muck right now. Like,
we both suck. Let's do something.
We both suck. We got our tail between our legs.
Mm-hmm.
You're sliding down the edge of your chair because you don't want to be seen, and you just feel about an inch tall.
God, what was worse than that? After a bad game or a bad practice?
I don't think anybody liked reviewing game film the next day.
It's the worst.
It's the worst feeling.
It's the worst day. We talk about that all the time. Nothing's worse than going in on Sunday.
Even after a win.
Oh, yeah.
Well, after a win is almost even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they want to beat you down.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want you ever have
Did you find that too? After losses, they'd almost be nicer to you. It's weird.
After a tough loss, it was like, "Hey guys, you know, let's look at the good in this video," and they'll pump. It's this constant balance between right. Like, they want you to simmer. They don't ever want you to be like completely still. They don't want you to be at a rolling boil. They want you to just be simmering the whole time. So we're gonna fight any way that we can to like knock your ego down, and then when you need to be pumped up, we're gonna pump you up.
Oh, weird. Man.
I just wish any boss here had the balls to tell Chris and I what we do wrong. You know?
I'd like him to watch film and see if we do anything wrong.
No, I don't want to watch film.
No, you know,
I wouldn't last in that environment.
It's weird because every human being, obviously, let me state the obvious, is very different, especially mentally, right? There has to be some kind of there's an amazing skill for a position coach who's good. Obviously, not everyone, as you're saying, but you got to learn what that individual is good for and what they're bad for. Because, for instance, Pete Bursich, he won't mind me telling you guys this, but I'm sure you've talked to him about it before. Lou Holtz almost killed Pete Bursich. I mean, he was so mentally, he didn't care. He would embarrass you every day. Pete said, and he told me this once in an interview on Hawk TV, that every day you felt like your butt was on the line, your scholarship, your starting position was on the line every day of your life. Now, I don't know how, as a college kid, you exist in that realm. And I know that it's like that. It's an unspoken thing, but it wasn't unspoken with Lou. And it would happen daily. They would put up like the roster, the depth chart, and you might fall down because of the practice you had the day before.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how, as a college kid, you live like that. As a pro, it's one thing. As a college kid, when you also supposedly have to go to class as well, and you're developing and you're 19, 20 years old, and you're trying to become an adult, how do you live like that?
It really truly builds you up, and it throws you into the fire
right away.
For real. And it's right away, and you you either are going to get hardened from it or you're going to just say, this is not for me. And
right.
there is an absolute burnout rate. And there are guys that just back away after, you know, maybe one year of college football. And like, yeah, this ain't for me, man. This is, and I can't speak for college basketball or all the other sports, but when it comes to football, they classically want to keep you uncomfortable 24/7.
The whole time.
Mentally, emotionally, physically. They'll put you through the hardest workout you've ever done, and then they're going to take you into the film room and break you down mentally and emotionally. It is, and then you got to come back and do it again the next day.
Mm-hmm. Oh. When did you feel comfortable?
Why did you bring that up?
Like, it took me until about last four games of my senior year to really be like, oh, I'm a starter. Like, mentally.
I don't know if I ever really felt comfortable.
Right, I know.
I don't know if I ever did.
You felt like you had to earn it every day.
You know, I would say my very first year here in Minnesota, when I knew that based on the contract and the fact that I was new, that was the most job security I think I had in my 10 years.
Really?
I'm like, okay, they're not going to cut me. Like, I'm going to have some leeway. I'm going to have a longer leash.
Yeah.
I'm learning inside of sort of a new position and a new defense. Like, there's going to be a learning curve, and they're going to be sympathetic to that.
What about with Snyder?
No, Snyder, we never felt comfortable.
Right, oh, never. God, every day, you no, never I mean, not I even, think you're an All-American and like...
Not even close.
You didn't even think about feeling comfortable.
No.
You had to earn it every practice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're just trying to make it through the practice.
That's such... Right. Dude, had that's, to. You that's talk hideous. About bubble gut.
Like, every day.
But that has very little to do with the fact that you're about to go out there and physically exhaust yourself every day. It has a lot more to do with the fact that you're going to go mentally exhaust yourself every day mentally, dealing with the pressure, right?
Oh, 100%.
Dude, that's a... I'm sorry. Millions of dollars. I don't know if it's worth it.
I'll take it.
I don't think I would, dude.
I want the money.
I'm 47. I'm 48, actually. I don't know if I would have want to spend the first half of my life worried every day like you guys did.
After every practice, I would go evaluate myself. That's how bad it got.
Just
so I could go home and be happy, just so I know what I got coming the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to practice and I'd go in the basement and watch the whole practice again. Every practice.
I mean, to some extent, every working person goes through that. Don't get me wrong. And I know that. We have to live with our ratings. But not on a daily basis.
Oh, daily basis.
Right. Evaluated every day.
Every day.
You
practice. Yeah, we had what? Well, in college, you guys had, we'd break down film at what, 5 o'clock maybe? Practice is over? Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
So about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock every day, you're just walking in like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, let's get yelled at.
Jeez.
And you try to find something positive within yourself to like motivate yourself for the next day.
Exactly. Hold on. Bursich just sent me a text. He wanted me to ask you, and I know we're late and we got to do Tommy's take, so we're just going to have to deal with it, okay? Because you're going to have to stay late today. I'm sorry. Big boy job's going to have to...
Yeah, totally fine.
Bursich just asked me to ask you this question. Do you still have nightmares like he does?
He and I have talked about that. I don't have nightmares anymore. I think the one thing that I do have, I wake up to, is time management. Because it was so drilled. I was so scared to miss something or be late for something that I'll have those reoccurring dreams. Like a lot of people where you're late for something, you know, like... And in college, it was, if you're not 5 minutes early, if you're not 5 minutes early, you are late and you're going to get in trouble. So we had to be on cat time, and cat time was 5 or 10 minutes early for everything. And so you're just like constantly like scrambling, like, oh, I got to get this. And I got to like, it's even that aspect is
that's
causes anxiety.
Too.
What about
there's
you?
Nothing relaxing. No, but we just talk about it all the time. Eddie and I still talk. That's why we get happy to go out. That's the reason we have so much energy and so happy all the time, because we don't have to deal with that anymore.
It's the thing that I took away the most from meeting Mitch for the first time, Leitner, was when I asked him, you know,
right, that was the first
does
thing
he miss
said.
It? And he said, I am so glad to be out of that and working a real job and working a real life.
He loves to
and
have no one it. Follow him anymore.
Yeah.
He loves just being in the crowd.
Oof.
Awesome. Mitch was a nice guy. I liked him.
Super nice. Guy.
Good dude. Yeah. Tommy's Takes is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's time to get right to it. You wait all week for it. Last segment went a little long because we hit on something. So we have to go straight to it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Tommy's Takes.
It's time.
He recaps the Power Trip morning show that was, and he talks about things that he heard and would have said and topics that he would like to discuss that he wasn't a part of. Tommy, you recap the week, and it starts now.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom and just read this all over. Man, I was all over the board. But we'll start like this.
Good.
Monday, you guys started the whole week with Gimme That Girl. One of the best songs ever, ever written.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad Core. You talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, and you're saying, I don't know if I should rewatch it. Rewatch it. You won't remember like 3/4 of it.
Really?
Eddie and I just rewatched it. It's better the second time.
Hmm.
It's that good. I love it.
It is that good, right?
It's so good.
Two or three best shows of all time.
I love Walt.
So you say watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then you guys played Peaches on Monday?
Yeah.
Peach Ciroc?
So good. Did not think it was going
Tom to bombs, man. Tom bombs are the... I'm back on Peach Ciroc. I've been a huge tequila guy lately, but vodka's been slowly creeping back in. Oh, Peach Ciroc, you forget the buzz. You literally have one. You have like a perfect buzz. It's so good. And then, do you know how people have been dying in Dominican Republic?
Sure.
You know Faraz? I talk about him all the time. He's a high school quarterback.
Yeah.
My best friend. One of my best friends. He was on his honeymoon, and someone died in his place. Where he was. A little scary.
Wow. What the hell's going on?
Well, it's like the mini bar. All the booze in the mini bars killing people in Dominican Republic.
Is that what it is?
That's what he said. Yeah, that's
like
what he said.
Like they're drugging them.
I don't know what happened. He just said people were, and someone died at their place. Like 10 minutes later or something. Someone with their lungs. I don't know what.
Wow, so somebody is poisoning the damn
mini
bar.
Isn't that scary?
Never go outside.
It's scary, and it's the perfect way to kill vacationers.
There's no more sure way
of killing a vacationer.
Put it in alcohol.
Put it in their mini bar.
Right.
Because even if it tastes funny, you're still going to drink it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and Hawk's probably going to end up naked.
Oh,
Yeah, probably.
Why did I say Fleet Farms F?
Well, because they do.
They do.
Yeah, I love Fleet Farms. Yeah, yeah. They have everything.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Don't they?
I believe I said a horse was...
Yeah, they were talking about the horse that was holding it up.
Armed robbering.
Walking around Fleet Farm, you get everything.
Everything.
And there's candy, like the best candy you'll ever find.
Yeah, Fleet Farm oil.
You want a toy? You want a toe? You want a saddle? You want a tire for your car? You want a fishing pole? You want a new set of boots?
Anything.
You want a new TV? You need tape. It's all there.
It's all there.
Circus peanuts.
Do you want a super phallic orange silo out front?
Yeah.
Check.
Hell yeah.
Got it.
100%.
Which of course, Corey and I pointed out when we drove by one. Yeah.
Meanwhile, my car's getting new tires and an oil change at the same time.
Hell yeah.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Paul, on Monday, you go, I read you.
Brilliant.
I love Dumb and Dumber. I watched it last night.
Yeah.
Every line on that movie is quotable.
And it holds up.
Oh! One of the top three funniest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I love it. I read you. And I'm pissed off. You want to know why?
Go.
I didn't get a drunk call from Carly on Saturday.
I know, just the three of us did.
I was pissed.
I'm sorry for you.
I didn't get one either.
18 FaceTimes.
Yeah,
she probably, again, those were not just calls. Those were FaceTimes.
Well, she probably scrolled over my name. She's like, he'll probably actually pick up.
Yeah, you would have. It's 1:30 in the morning.
Even if I was sleeping, I'd...
Then I'm on my way.
Well, I'm dreaming. Am I dreaming?
Tommy would have been so
I go, upset. Finally, she's calling. No, but...
Speaking of no one's looking.
That would have let off right after that.
Literally, I was just about to say, Paul, you dropped another line. You said, you look like a Helen. You were dropping some fire lines.
Tommy boy.
And then Sour Patch. You brought up Sour Patch Kids from Five Below.
Yep.
Have you had this times two yet?
No.
They're the same size as Swedish Fish.
Oh.
But they're Sour Patch Kids still.
So just bigger Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, I thought they were like extra sour.
Yeah, man.
No, just big size. Like, okay.
And their size is Swedish Fish. It's so, so good. I know Creasel are really into them. And then, Paul, you said you'd bet your life savings that the Gophers won't win a national championship?
Yeah.
I would say in the next 10 years, I'll bet you.
Deal.
A 10-year bet.
Deal.
Oh my gosh.
Deal.
$500.
That they win the national championship in football.
You heard me. Right?
I'll make it. How about five grand?
No, $500.
Take it. I'll take it.
Of course.
I'm in. How many people? I will definitely make it.
If we're going to do larger, I go down to $100.
I'm in.
No. Paul doesn't want to do this bet. I do.
No, I'm in.
Paul, that's not fair to you.
I'm in.
I don't want you to. I don't want to put you in that spot. Tommy, make this bet with me. Don't do that, Paul. That's not fair to Paul.
No, don't do this, Tommy.
I'm in.
We all know that you're a Giant fan.
I'm not kidding. I actually believe in it.
So we're doing $5,000?
No.
Not $5,000. No.
$4,000.
How about $250
each? Would you guys leave him alone?
$3,900.
Leave him alone. No, Tommy. No. Tommy. Leave him alone. He loves the team.
I'm not kidding. I really think they're on.
Tommy, how about $5,000 and I'll give you 2-1?
Would you leave him alone?
My $10,000 to your $5,000.
How about your $500 to my
$2,000?
Would
you leave him alone?
No, you're a horrible negotiator. He was just going to do a 500 straight up. You just gave him 4-1.
Well, it's a no-lose bet.
I'll do it.
Okay, fine.
So my 500 to your $2,000.
Yeah.
Done. Power Traps, book it. 10 years.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Done.
What do I got to do to get in on this bet?
Just
come on.
Keep picking at me for a while. I'll do it.
My $10,000 to your $5,000.
Okay, can I do that after my takes? Damn it.
Thank you.
Hooters? F.
Love them.
I love Hooters. The one in all America.
Oh, the restaurant.
Yes. It was unanimous before that.
They have Daytona Beach wings. They're so good.
Okay.
Paul, you brought up Eeyore on Tuesday. Pooh Bear. I love Pooh Bear.
Mm-hmm.
St. Jude's was a tiebreaker last week on...
Yeah.
I don't know why.
The after party.
You guys talked about it for a while, maybe?
We were talking about Ben's charity as well, but St. Jude, singular... Yeah. Would have been tiebreaker number 2 last week in initials, which would have been dicey. Because a lot of people say St. Jude's with an S, but that's not technically correct.
Correct.
So I said this to Sauce when we were driving back from Marshall. Mm-hmm. I actually was mad at myself for even putting that in there, because that's just begging for a massive controversy.
Yeah.
Good thing I dominated.
I went to St. Jude's as a kid. Catholic school kid right here. Private. So kindergarten through 5th grade.
St. Right, Jude's but the hospital is singular, right?
Correct.
St. Jude.
Yep. I just question for AJ. You can tweet me. Where's your cabin? Went to Seville.
Yeah, the strip club.
Strip club.
Not bad.
When did that come up?
How to go from AJ's cabin to Seville?
I'm telling you, this is random. I warned you guys.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah.
It was AJ. I think it was a separate thought.
Well, those are two places that AJ spends a lot of time at the weekends.
Yeah. The Seville. I think his cabin is the Seville.
I think so.
Where?
Yeah. His whole family loves
you go?
It.
When was that? It was after the Twins game on Tuesday night.
Oh, my God. You went to a strip club on a Tuesday night?
It was a Tuesday shift, I'll tell you that. yesterday's podcast, did you guys make it clearer? It sounds very good these days.
Don't know.
No kidding.
Yeah,
good.
It sounds really, really good.
We didn't do anything. We just talked to Sai.
Sauce. The puppy text? This is sauce heavy this week.
Thank you. I'll be listening then.
The puppy text been there. Yeah. And then you guys went into the whole ducking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, do you know this story or not?
No.
Sauce sent a lady a text. How's your puppy? That's what he meant to send. How's
to
your puppy?
To some gal.
Yep. Puppy got auto-corrected to the other word.
To the cat.
So he accidentally texted a gal.
No.
How's your P word?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really? Respond.
Because he texts the other word to his dumbass friend so often.
No, I text it to Steve-O.
To Steve-O so often that puppy auto-corrected to that.
And what was the response?
I haven't heard.
Still waiting.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm guessing that you did that. Sorry, auto-correct. I was asking about it.
Then I wrote puppy, yeah, but still, I haven't heard.
Oh, yeah. And
all right.
Chris.
Yeah.
Abba Dabba, you were talking about Christmas,
Republican
right?
Debates.
How this is like your second last one ever?
Yeah, right.
Trust me, it'll never change.
I hope you
ever.
Right.
Eddie and I are what, 20? I'm 26, he's 28.
Yeah.
I still go wake him up every Christmas morning. We run down and still celebrate Santa.
That sounds right to me.
That's the best.
So I can picture the two
ever.
Of you doing that.
I hope
so amped. But now we have room chat and we get a buzz during it, so we get all emotional. You're like, this is the best thing in the world.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe maybe the new Christmas will be just as good for different reasons.
Yeah, it will. It changes for the better.
So.
It does.
You.
No, it really does.
Or you can come to our house because Kelly's there and Kelly's 4 years old forever.
That's the best. And then I would eat Danielle Hunter's ass.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Out of context, that's unbelievable. Let's explain that one to Ben when we come back, because we're late for break.
Okay.
But, wow.
What did else say? Oh, Hawk, I really like Heinz 57, too.
Yeah.
Side sauces are great.
Yep.
I was 7 in 1999. American Pie F's.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big LimeWire guy, not Napster.
Oh,
got
no
it.
Kidding.
LimeWire works.
And then
well.
Sauce on the Side is great. I don't know why I wrote that.
Sauce on the Street.
Sauce on the street.
That's yeah. That's what you meant. That's what you meant. That's it, buddy. Yeah.
Tommy,
you're the best. God, Tommy, you're the best.
Love you guys. Have a great
love morning.
You,
buddy. Peace out,
see
brother.
In a couple weeks.
Love you, man.
Vikings news with Ben Lieber, and we'll explain why Tommy would eat Danielle Hunter's S right after this on The Fan.
Listening to The Fan.
Welcome back. It's 7:49. Thanks for sticking around. Mark Rosen has returned.
Hi, Rosie.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark Rosen.
Hi, Chris Hockey.
Ben Lieber is here as well.
Hello.
So, Rosie, right before the break, did you hear Tommy Olsen say that he would eat Danielle Hunter's S? Did you hear him say that?
I did not hear that. I was going, I heard the bet.
The gopher bet.
The gopher bet, and then that's when I left my vehicle and
got it.
Walked up. Came up the elevator.
Well, you missed that line, and Ben looked very confused.
What was like, the context? If there is possibly one.
There is, and it will be revealed in Vikings news.
Oh. Radco, your truck accessory pro store. Thank you, Radco.
Thanks,
we
Radco.
Love you.
Hell yeah.
So, Chris, you can fill in the blanks, but the gist of it is there was a story the other day that elite athletes have different systems, right, to digest food, and they do it at a better level than the rest of us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have mm-hmm. different
like bacteria
whatever, in their bellies.
Right. Okay. So the idea is taking the good stuff out of athletes' excrement and then finding a way to reinsert it into every average everyday citizen.
He was being literal is what you're going with this.
Right. So we asked Sauce, we're like, hey, if you had to eat somebody's S in the Twin Cities, which athlete's S would you eat? Because he's friends with a bunch of A-listers.
Well, sure.
He said the big cat.
I was going to say, I've been my first guess.
He said the cat. And I said, well, what if Jason Zucker or Kyle Rudolph or somebody like that hears that you're not willing to eat theirs?
Right.
So then that's why Tommy swooped in, and apparently he votes that he would eat Danielle Hunter.
Okay.
Rosie, well, you've been in this business a long time.
Yes, I have.
This is rock bottom. Whose would you eat?
Good heavens. I don't even know where to go with that.
How about
that.
La Tortuga?
Tortuga. That might take a while.
Rosie.
That's... Wow. Kind of a
interesting.
Well, I'm just saying
an assumption.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Wow.
Just
interesting.
Filling in the blanks.
I said
there.
Lindsey Vonn.
He did say that quickly.
Lindsey Vonn, he said very quickly.
Yeah, she's an elite athlete.
Hockey pointed at the Vikings.
It's such a
preseason roster and said,
thought.
Yeah, that'll work.
I can't.
It's for your health, Mark.
It's not, no,
this is science.
Now, if you
don't
wanted
be gross
to say
about
some
it,
sort of protein element that had nothing to do with that.
Well, but we're being honest. We're being scientific.
I mean, if you're going to ask me who the most polished sort of real athlete in town is. Now, the answer would have been Joe Mauer for me, I assume. Back in the day, but then I would.
That's like incest,
so gross.
Though.
That's
gross.
What about that's
Dan
what people expect
Gladys.
Me to see? No,
Shane Mack.
Shane Mack. How obscure can you get?
Real obscure. If you want me to.
What about Linval?
What about Pedro Munoz?
I think from past athletes, I'd probably have to say just the chemistry that made up Brett Favre was interesting to me.
Well, let's change the subject.
I hope we do.
Rosie, you're too far.
I don't know why you got to be gross.
I'm really pushing the envelope here.
Sick. You really missed us.
Why did you bring
really,
that in?
Why did I come in? First question.
Yeah, don't know.
Who's S? I almost said it.
Yeah.
I wish you would have said Kyle Gibson because he's joining this show in about 40 minutes.
He what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Barry in the headline.
That would have been a fun way to start the interview. Is Mark Rosen would eat
your
crap.
Yeah, okay.
Just for health.
The gross thing is this is actually a medical practice. But they don't eat it. They inject it.
Right. They do.
They do.
Yeah.
Talk really. About a dirty needle.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Are you here for your fecal transplant, sir?
Yeah.
Yep. You're after Dwight. He's been here 6 times.
I'd like to donate.
Yeah.
You catch me with like a needle in my vein in the bathroom. What are you doing, heroin? Just a little Mikko Koivu. I'll be right back to the show. Just give me 30 seconds.
Just doing a little poop here.
All right. Fan 5 is next.
Weird.
Fan 5 is next. Kyle Gibson at 8:40. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Fan.
Good morning. 7:59. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Hawk.
Yeah, buddy, boy.
Enter this month for a free room of new flooring from Z Floors. Price valued up to $1,500 thanks to our friends at Zero Res and Shaw Flooring. KFN.com keyword contest for details and how to enter.
Bad idea.
is literally the greatest idea I have ever heard in my life.
It's a pretty good one.
That's
Thank
a good
you,
idea.
Babe. Campaign.com to enter. Ben Lieber is here. Mark Rosen is here. Meet Sauce, Chris Hockey. I'm Corey Cook. You're listening to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in on June 27th. It's supposed to get super hot, super muggy. Rosie, you just had a nice little short vacation, right?
I did.
This one's going to be a sweaty one this weekend.
It is.
Good day to be on the lake.
It would be a good day. I'm not quite sure about 3-4 hours from now would be a good day to be on the lake. I mean, it looks like the Twins played noon today. We'll talk to Kyle Gibson about that, about 8:40 as you mentioned.
Supposed to rain today?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain around noon, I think, but we'll find out.
Good nap time.
I look like Paul Douglas. I'm waiting for Sauce to ask me that.
I'm not listening.
You're not even listening. But
I didn't think you were coming back.
Yeah. But yes, this weekend it's going to be, we're going to go from, I had to put a sweatshirt on again and we had a nice day. Now it's going to be, it's too hot. Yeah. It is going to be muggy.
It's going to be hot though.
It's going to be oppressively, the humidity. Yes, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. If you're looking for pool weather, this is it this weekend. Yes. Correct.
Thanks.
But summer's here. So let's try to embrace it. What are you going to do? It's going to last another month.
Just as long as it's not raining next Thursday.
Yeah, don't do that.
What? Don't do that. It's a 40% chance right now, and that'll get changed.
Next Thursday, July 4th, isn't it?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Man, I forgot to tell you guys, by the way. So my friend went over and got his illegal fireworks yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Did he pulled over?
He did not. He had his dad drive just in case. I got to tell you, man, I can't wait for the 4th of July now. I can't wait. We got some of the coolest fireworks. You know what my favorite is?
What's
and
that?
I'm always taken back like I'm a little kid. So we went over to Fireworks Forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have these, the ones that they shoot up in the sky and the little paratroopers come out. And they
I love those.
I freaking love them.
Yes.
I love those things, man.
It's like the turtles with parachutes from Ernest Goes to Camp.
Man, those are sweet.
I got two giant ones from Fireworks Forever. And I can't wait to shoot them off.
Yeah. Let's take a quick guess, the four of us. How much did Chris Hockey's friend
spend
in Wisconsin on fireworks?
Yeah.
I think there's a caveat. I think his friend talks about fireworks forever.
Just guess the number.
I do have the number.
Sorry.
Are you going to guess or not? Or who's going to guess?
We're going to move on.
You would not have survived in football. You don't like criticism.
No, I quit. I barely survived this. $600.
Damn it. That's what I was going to say.
I was going to go 500, honestly, but...
Okay, I'll go 550.
Okay,
so price it's five, 550, and six. I could going last is
$1.
Go over.
Yeah, I'm going to go 601.
Man, you guys are crazy. Do you know how much fireworks? How many fireworks that is?
That's a lot.
279.
Okay.
279.
But your friend, does your friend get a discount?
I'm not going to say. I don't want to ruin my.
No. So
but
he
yes,
spent
he
about
does.
500.
Dude, I got to tell you, I got so much, I can't even tell you. When I put it on the counter, I thought it would be in the $500 range. I really did. It was so much.
You mean when your friend put it on your
I'm
friend's
sorry,
counter?
I'm sorry, my friend put it on the counter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when your friend's daughter just grabbed whatever she wanted? And...
It's going to sound like World War II in my neighborhood on July 4th.
I love it.
I know. It's going to be so cool.
I can't wait for you to get
How did... I guess I have to go back and get the history lesson. Yeah. I'll ask Sauce. He's the historian.
Sure, he is.
Sure,
yeah.
Go ahead.
How did Wisconsin end up legalizing fireworks? I mean, we see, you know, we're going to have to go to Illinois to gamble. We're going to have to go to
Iowa
sports gambling, right?
Chicago to get marijuana.
Right, exactly. We have to go to Wisconsin. We used to have to go to Wisconsin to get liquor on Sundays, right?
Right.
Now we still have to go there to get our fireworks.
Yeah, it's weird.
How did they come up with the same, like, you know, this is okay. We know people could get hurt if they misuse this stuff.
Yeah, right.
But we can do that with pretty much anything.
Yeah.
But we never come close to passing it here. I'm not suggesting we should. I'm just trying to figure out why.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's weird.
Well, Jason Pierre-Paul said there's an 85% chance that Minnesota gets it as well.
You spoke to him recently?
No, he just held up fingers.
It's going to start raining at 1 o'clock.
Oh, great.
Nap time.
80% chance of thunderstorms, man.
Yeah, there are going to be thunderstorms, too, not just rain, right?
Do you guys nap every day?
Every day.
How long do you nap?
Monday, I took a 4-hour nap.
That's not a nap. That's
Yeah, that's good.
I had trouble going to bed.
It's like winning the lottery.
I nap every day, 2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours? I nap like noon to 6:30 almost every day.
Oh, yeah? Why?
That's mean, dude.
Why is that mean? I've earned it. I get up super early, and I have for 17 years.
Mm-hmm. I mostly nap 2 to 3.
Can I tell you guys? Oh, that's meaner because he's sitting right there. I'm going to tell you guys a story that I know isn't going to.
He doesn't care.
There's no way that you guys will get what I saw on a level that that equals its coolness. We're coming back from the fireworks, and my buddy's coming back from the fireworks place with a truck full of just illegal fireworks, right? Just dodging the coppers because we get pulled over. I'm going to Stillwater. Right?
Stillwater.
That's how many fireworks
your
I got.
Your friend is going to Stillwater.
Right, right, sorry.
Yeah.
And in front of me, as we're getting off of, what is that, 36 onto 494. I guess, I'm sorry, 36 onto 694 right there. That on-ramp right there. Mm-hmm. My truck, we are about 50 yards from the car in front of us. And that's a pretty woody area right there. Coming out of the ditch, left to right in front of me, is a deer, a doe, a female deer.
Okay? Ray, a spot going.
Right. And I'm watching this thing coming at this car, and I'm thinking, well, we're about to watch a deer get just slaughtered by a car. On my life, as I look each of you in the eyes, this damn deer jumped over the roof of that car. I watched it happen. My dad and I are the only two that saw it. We both go, oh my God, did you see that? The deer leapt over the car. Now, here's the crazy thing. Didn't break stride, leapt over the car, kept going over the roof of the car. I guarantee you, the guy driving the car has no idea it happened.
Hmm.
No chance. He never hit the brake. He never tapped the brake. He never saw it.
Yeah.
A deer jumped over his car.
And he didn't flinch.
And he had no idea. But man, I've never seen anything like it.
I had a similar situation on a bike up in the same area. I was up in Walker. They have a wonderful bike path up there.
Yeah.
Chase, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I was riding my bike going for a nice leisurely ride a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my left eye, I saw this deer come, because there's woods on either side. The deer went straight over. I mean, it's what gave me a heart attack. Flew over in slow motion. I could see it going over the top of my head.
No kidding.
Yes, and I thought to myself, if I get hit in the jaw, I'm going to be eating out of a straw the rest of my life.
Yeah, you get hit in the temple.
Yeah,
I'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would happen so quickly, I just went, did that just happen?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
It's like one of Santa's deer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? I know. Crazy.
Santa's got deer?
I bet it was like 1995 or 1996. I was driving with my friends Richard and Tom.
Here we go.
And we hit a deer, and we all thought it was dead, but Tom and Richard got super emotional about it.
So they
started
do?
Crying, so we put it in the back seat.
Ah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're just driving down the road.
Right.
I don't know, going from town to town, slinging products.
Sure. Yeah.
And
let me get soft top convertible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, you've heard me talk about this in the past.
Yeah, it's the summer Tom's dad died.
Yeah, Big Tom Callahan. How did you know this? Have I told this story before?
Yeah, you've told me.
So anyway, the deer was not dead, and the thing freaks out in the back seat, tears the top off the convertible. We get out. The car is a wreck, but we got a job to do. So we got back in the car and hit our rounds and
it just
made
ran,
our
it
quota.
Just ran off. Mm.
It just ran off.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and much like Chris said, you know, no one would ever believe that you watched a deer jump over a car.
Right.
No one's ever going to believe that that a deer did that to our car. In fact,
sure.
I think Richard got in trouble for it because Big Tom Callahan had died.
Yeah, didn't. Tom
so I don't
die.
Think Tommy cared.
Tom died a few years later, right?
Well, it's awfully nice
of
them,
yeah,
to try to save the deer.
Sorry about
and
your
like
friend.
You're going the wrong way.
Put it at least in the car,
yeah.
You know, to get off the road.
That thing was heavy, man.
Yeah.
That guy's drunk. How does he know which way we're going?
That's such a good film.
So before we went to Marshall the other day, right out here by the West End.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to Cy Hominson on the phone because he was coming in a day or two later, right? On
cool
Wednesday.
Brag.
Yeah, cool brag, right?
Sick brag, brah.
But the conversation was 98% over, right? We were basically wrapping up our conversation. Like a 20-minute conversation. We were 19 and a half minutes in. And right before we were saying our goodbyes, I watched a car accident, and it made my day.
What in the hell?
I couldn't stop smiling.
Not like a bad one.
No, it was a fender bender, and I couldn't stop telling Simon, like, this is so cool. I'm so glad I saw this. And, what time was it? It was like 3 o'clock, right? Because
yeah,
it was right before I picked you up.
2:50, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but that's I was
that
exactly
100 or was
no,
it?
No, so it was right off. It was,
oh,
it was
right by,
so what happened was both people were taking a right on a red.
Okay.
So... And by the way, one of the competitors
was an old lady. One was about a 20-year-old dude. The dude was the one that hit the old lady. I would have bet $1 billion was the other way. But the older lady was taking a right-hand turn on a red.
I wasn't here.
And my guess is that the guy quickly pulled up behind her, looked left and realized he had an opening as well, probably didn't look that she hadn't gone fast enough yet. He drove right into the back of her car. So I'm sitting there at a stoplight going, this is the best! Right, it's fun to watch car accidents that you're not in.
No.
As long as no one's getting hurt.
No one got hurt. So I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. I must have said that out loud about 7 times.
And you watched them get out of their vehicles. And
and she looked very pissed. He looked very frustrated. I'm like, man, made my day. Let's go to Marshall.
Other people's misery is brilliant.
Man, it was fun.
What?
Yeah.
No. Hell yeah. I was so excited.
Yeah, how often did you, Todd's, laugh at me in about my misery?
Which time?
Constantly.
Yeah, right. I still do.
Other people's misery is hilarious. As Mike Morris once brilliantly said, better him than me.
That's how I felt about that car accident.
Yeah.
Because I know how frustrating he's, God dang it, why didn't I just look right for one more second? I would have seen that she wasn't pulling away very fast.
Yeah.
Ruined his day, ruined her day, made my day.
Now you got to call your stupid insurance guy, and if you have mine, you don't want to talk to him because all he talks about is dumb 80s music, and you don't care.
Rock and roll.
Then you have to, get a rental car. It sucks.
It's a pain in the ass.
But if it's someone else,
we laugh.
It's hilarious. As George Carlin once said, I'm going to pull over and look at this. Let me get a closer look. Is that a rib cage?
That's terrible.
Okay,
man.
So I almost saw a slaughter, and thankfully I didn't. The other day we were going, I was going up Highway 100 right over here by St. Louis Park. On 100 South, it was just a traffic jam of people and cars. There's a family of geese in the fast lane just waddling down the highway. And thankfully,
we drove past that sauce.
Yeah, we did.
We saw the exact same. Yeah. No joke. Corey, we saw the exact same, but I said, no chance they make it back.
Yeah.
Because they were in the median, right?
Yeah, Corey said that.
Yeah. That's so crazy. We drove past that exact group of ducks.
And I'm like, I love the fact that they were giving them the right of way, but there's no way for those geese to
never getting back.
Somebody was going to be like, all right, screw it. Let's just go. And and just hammer it. So we're driving past, and I my kids in the car. I'm like, oh, kids, look. Like, there's all the geese on the road. And my five-year-old goes, and then one's going to get hit. Dun, dun, dun. And I'm like, that was brilliant. But
that is good.
Yeah.
Rosie.
He did the dun, man, dun, dun.
That's funny.
Where did he hear that?
Yeah,
but you want to stick around to see what happens, but you have to keep going. You want to circle around and see if they make it across safely. It was at least a mile of cars backed up.
What I didn't understand about those ducks, though, is it was the middle of the day, which means they had probably been there all day. Because the only chance they have to get back across is when traffic basically dies out at night. But that means they had been there for hours.
They can fly away.
Not those little chicks though. Those are baby ducks, right?
Oh, I just saw like the heads of them. We were going kind of fast going north.
Okay, so we saw like a mama duck and like six chicks, and we're like, there's no chance they're getting back across.
This might have been different.
Maybe
they were definitely geese.
Okay, these were ducks, right? So
yeah,
these were ducks.
I didn't see them, but I trust you.
How does the leader of the pack, mama, go one particular time? Yeah, this is a good time to start crossing now.
Right.
After sitting there,
women are bad drivers, Mark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was like the dough that Chris saw. At one point in time, it's like, I'm going to do it.
I'm just going to go. How do I know I can clear this car?
I'm going to do it, and I'm just going to go 100 miles an hour. I'm just going to go for it.
And I bet my mom would have left me in the middle of the street if she could have.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, for sure.
No doubt.
Sports!
Yes.
Sports whale.
That would have been brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
And GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Thanks, GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. There's not a lot of sports. We'll talk a little bit about the Twins here in a second, and then we'll talk to Twins pitcher Kyle Gibson at 8:40. Rosie's here, Lieber's here. It's a Thursday on the Power Trip Morning Show. We're back after this on The Fan.
TheFan.com.
The KFAN Summer Road Tour is back for 2019, thanks to our friends at the Minnesota Lottery. Just say, I'm in to summer, and join us when we're in your neck of the woods. We make stops in the Fan Radio Network. Sorry, when you started singing, that screwed me up. All summer long.
Shut up.
Wait a second. driven by Hilltop Campers and RV. Find a complete summer road tour schedule at KFN.com. Make the keyword events. This song wails so
make
hard.
Make him be quiet.
Okay. But
that's right. At some point during this segment, you're going to hear Mark Rosen laugh. Not for real. Maybe for real. But I'm talking about the button bar laugh. When you do, be the 11th caller. 651-989-5326. 1-800-320-5326. You will win a $50 Edina Grill gift card. Courtesy of Blue Play Restaurants.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible, terrible story. Do you guys want to hear a terrible, terrible
yes.
story?
Yes, let's hear it.
This really is terrible. American student, 21, killed after being attacked by not one, not two, but three sharks while snorkeling in the Bahamas as her parents watched helplessly and screamed in horror. Jordan Lindsay, 21, of California, died after she was viciously attacked by the sharks. She was snorkeling on Rose Island in the Bahamas on Wednesday, just in the water with a snorkeling tour.
Mm-hmm.
Right arm gone, bites all over. She was rushed to the shore, but alas, they could not save her.
Mm. Do they know the species?
They haven't said what kind of sharks
probably
they were.
Probably a tiger
yet.
Shark, I would guess.
Or bull shark.
Yeah, I think that's those are both pretty common in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. You guys ever been to the Bahamas?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
You know, I had that discussion with my daughter all the time because she swims with the great white sharks. She goes cage diving, and she loves it. And it's controlled, but you're not at Disney World. You're in an aquarium. You're in the ocean, and it's their playground. But that's still so unusual when something like that happens, when you hear a story like that. Unfortunately, the panic and the sharks take the end of it. And I don't know if she was in a part. She's swimming by herself, you said, or was she with other people?
She was with other people.
Snorkeling group.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
That's really.
Well, that's the scariest thing.
It is.
Whenever you feel like whenever you're in a group, you do feel like there is a protection because of that group.
Mm-hmm. Safety in numbers, yeah.
Safety in numbers. And you'd think that the shark, because don't they say most sharks are, especially like surfboards, think that they're seals and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's misidentification.
Yeah, if you're snorkeling in a group, it's hard to misidentify what that looks like. I would imagine from a shark's perspective, like clearly that's not a seal or a turtle or whatever they're eating in the Bahamas.
No. My goodness.
Richard Oaknick once said, if dinosaurs were outside, we wouldn't go play baseball.
No.
And his point was, why would you go swimming or surfing? Why would you go in the ocean? There's dinosaurs in there, right? Mm-hmm. Sharks have been around for millions of years.
Yeah,
you don't mess with them.
And they're mostly afraid of us. They really are.
That's what they say.
Unless they're hungry.
Well, they can be hungry and still not. Man. They're not interested for the most part. Yeah. It's just really horrifying.
Yeah, nobody told these three sharks.
Nope.
No.
You can't question them.
Speaking of hungry, you know how there's that big push for Impossible Burgers, right? Everybody's trying to get on the Impossible Burger bandwagon.
Yes.
So Arby's said no thanks, right? They said last month, they are never going to bring plant-based meats to their stores, right? When their catchphrase is, we have the meats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. They're like, we're not doing
contradictory.
Plants. Right, we're not doing plants. So instead of replacing meat with vegetables, they're going to replace vegetables with meat. They announced they're going to develop a carrot that's made out of entirely meat.
Yeah.
Why?
The carrots, in air quotes, are made out of turkey breast that's cut and rolled into the shape of a carrot, covered in dehydrated orange carrot juice, and then roasted in an oven.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty brilliant. I saw a video of how they do it. It's pretty cool, because when you see it, you're like, that's a huge carrot.
That's a huge carrot.
It's a great bit.
Hmm.
Good for Arby's.
Yep. Good
Would you eat it?
Yeah.
Yes, hell yeah. Absolutely.
Sure. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Like meat.
Yeah.
Meat. Augusto, sweetheart, save some
for later. Well, it's turkey, so it can't be that bad for you.
Fun with real audio. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this happened during the Democratic debate last night.
Am I the only one that watched it? I watched part of it.
I didn't watch all of it.
Same here.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't care. You're going to vote for whoever you're sleeping with in a year and a half.
That is correct. And if it's you, I know who I'm voting for.
I hope you're sleeping with Beto O'Rourke.
Never mind. Don't worry about Beto. You might have to learn about him in a year and a half, depending on who you're currently betting.
That's true. Anyway, so we didn't hear this on the TV, but we did hear them say, we've had a difficulty, we need to go to break. Mm-hmm. The reason is because, as you'll hear, somebody left their mic on and said they had to go to the bathroom.
Get these guns off the streets.
Someone's got my binder.
So they went to break, and I was reminded of...
Well, by the way, after about three false starts, because what happened was, this was 1 hour in, Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow took over for Lester Holt, Savannah Guthrie, and I forget third guy's name.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
So they switched panels. They switched moderators midway through. So that was Chuck Todd's first question. He was asking about the Parkland shooting because the debate was in Florida. It's like, hey, it's just a handful of miles up the road. Student activism. And he was going to basically say he was asking a question to Elizabeth Warren. And two or three times, the candidates on the stage couldn't hear the question. Chuck and Rachel looked frustrated. And that was the bit, is they kept saying, hey, could somebody in the control room turn off the hot mics? Because Lester and Savannah and guy number three were still yapping. And you could tell they were somewhere else.
They had no idea.
They didn't know that they were still being heard. It was this giant 3-minute mess. Chuck tried to ask the question, I think, three times, and he finally just said, let's just go to break and figure this out. Right. So it was kind of a train wreck.
I can't imagine what a cluster it must have been for the audio person dealing with not only two sets of anchors, as you mentioned, handing off at the hour break, but then how many candidates
went
through? 10 last night,
10
more tonight. And having to have separate mics and dealing with all of that. That was a moment, and I'm sure that's live television, and there's nothing else you can do, but let's go to a break, and they still had a problem with
and
it.
And I was reminded of Frank Drebin.
For no matter how silly the idea of having a queen might be to us, as Americans, we must be gracious and considerate hosts.
Thank you, Lieutenant Drebin. The Queen's American Goodwill Tour is completed, and we can all take pride. Indeed, it is for all the people, especially the Queen's.
Oh,
what?
We also would like to.
Whoops.
Brilliant.
That's Pat Propp at his best, right? You know that's Pat Propp.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
It came close last night. Not quite as dramatic, but that would have been.
That's so brilliant.
That would have been the moment of the debates last night.
Just awesome.
Brilliant. It's true.
Right? I'm going to play this not because of any controversy or the answer or anything like that. But I want you guys to listen to, I think it's sometimes like even with sports people, when you get a big interview and you're so excited to interview the person, that when they're answering, you're just willing to agree with whatever they say or laugh at whatever they say. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Listen to the person who asks Prince William the question about what he would do if his son was gay. You can hear the guy in the background during Prince William's answer.
I've only started thinking about it since I've had children, really, to be honest. And so it is something I'm nervous about, not because I'm worried about them being gay or anything. It's more about the fact that I'm worried about the pressures, as you will, and I'm here, that they're going to face, and how much harder their life could be. So from a parent point of view, that's the angle I worry about, is that I wish we lived in a world that it was, like you said, that was really normal and cool. But particularly for my family, in the position that we are in, that's the bit I'm nervous about. I fully support you know, whatever decision they make.
It sounds like Hockey watching one of his sad films.
Yes.
Or Wabi watching the All-22.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watching PA watch.
Right, right. Watching PA watching the All-22. Oh, yes. Yeah. Take notes, Paul.
Yeah.
Use that right hand.
Yes. And may I give you guys one more before we get a break and come back and talk to our favorite Twins pitcher? Probably second favorite.
Yeah, well, we met Trevor May.
Yeah, Anyway, Dana Gould is a comedian, okay? And he does this great bit on alien abductions. And I think you'll love this, Corey, if you haven't already heard it before. There's a reason I'm going to play you this, okay?
I don't believe in alien abductions, though. I've read a lot about alien abductions. I really have. I'm a big fan of that stuff. And I don't believe in them because it's always the same circumstances, the same type of people, the same situations. It's never a black guy. It's never a Hispanic guy. It's never a physicist from the Netherlands. It's always some dumb white guy in the middle of nowhere. Never anyone of importance. It's always some cracker. I was abducted. and anally probed.
And then I heard this on the news. A Mississippi town unveiled a historical marker of a place where a guy and his buddies say they were abducted in 1973.
Yes. They put a marker down there, historical marker.
A historical marker. Now, remember what Dana Gould just said.
Yes.
And now listen to this.
It does mean a lot. It meant a lot, all my family coming and Charlie's family coming down here today. But this means so much to have, especially the city in Jackson County and Pascagoula to recognize this.
This is absolutely a thrill for me, especially after meeting Mr. Parker.
I think it's all wonderful. I've been waiting for something like this for years. I just wish my dad was here to see it, and he would have been very proud.
It's emotional to me. I can't really describe it because I'll break out in tears if I do. And I wish when I die, I could be buried right here under this plaque.
That'd be great.
That would explain it the best that I can say. It's quite an honor.
I guess it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yep.
What country?
Do you know someone like that?
Maybe.
Yeah. That was Mississippi?
Mississippi, man. Yeah. They put a historical marker
where
this guy and his buddy in 1973 say they were abducted.
Fire in the Sky was based on a... air quotes, true story, right?
Well, sure.
Where was Fire in the Sky set? Do you remember?
Boy, I don't remember.
Jackson County, Mississippi.
Maybe.
Maybe it was. Maybe it's based on their story.
I wonder if it's famous enough to be that. Since we're going in the South, can I just read you one line? You know, we've tried this a couple times, but it's supposed to be funny normally, where I just read the headlines and then we don't even go into the rest of the story. This one is the opposite. I'm going to read a headline. It'll terrify you and confuse you. And I'm not going to read the rest of the story because I don't want to know the rest of it because this is unbelievable. This is how backwards the South is.
Fire in the Sky was Nevada, by the way.
Nevada, yeah. Gotcha. This is a real headline. Here we go. Oh, boy. A woman in Alabama was indicted for manslaughter for the death of her unborn child when she was shot in the stomach because she started the argument before the shooting. Meanwhile, the charges against the shooter were dismissed.
What?
Is that a real story?
That's all the information.
You almost have to read that one more time. She was charged.
A woman in Alabama was indicted for manslaughter for the death of her unborn child when she was shot in the stomach because she started the argument before the shooting. Meanwhile, the charges against the shooter were dismissed.
Just turn over all the cards at that point.
Yeah, but.
All right. I got to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah,
how does that even make sense?
No,
some
it doesn't.
Lawyer would go, really? Okay, yeah, I'll defend you.
Well, she started
the argument.
She started it.
Ugh, I didn't put the dishes away.
Come on.
No.
I mean, never go to Alabama. No.
So I'm going to guess that maybe she was telling the guy to shoot her in the stomach. How does the shooter get away?
Don't know. Didn't read the rest of the story. That's just the headline.
That's enough.
The headline floored me.
Yeah.
You want to know the rest? Click on it, right? Clickbait the rest of it. Kyle Gibson of the Minnesota Twins will join the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan.
EFAN.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Mark Rosen, Ben Lieber, a cast of thousands, and we wait no longer. We have a special guest who's been on hold far too long. Corey?
Kyle Gibson of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, Kyle.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. We're hoping the baseball game gets in today. It looks like the storm clouds to the west are rolling in, so we'll see if the game goes today without a hitch. But man, the Rays, for whatever reason, are good against everybody else except for the Minnesota Twins. You guys have their number this year. That's 5 out of 6 now, including 5 straight.
Yeah, I don't know. They're a good team, and I think sometimes in years past, I don't know what it is, but sometimes teams can, play down against competition, play up against competition, for whatever reason it happens. But we've played really well against them this year, and it's been fun to watch.
Kyle, you've been on this team a while, and you've seen all kinds of different ways that this team has gone, ups, the downs, everything. Last night, this team gets up 3-0. They give up the lead. They're down 4-3, and then in the seventh inning, Cruz gets up 2 strikes, 2 outs, bases loaded. You need a hit, and he gets it. What makes this team so clutch?
I think there's, I don't know how many teams I've been on that are like this, but, at times a team can actually firmly believe in themselves that they're never out of a ball game, And I think that's where we're at right now, and I think that's the type of team we have. And I think that's what we're showing the fans, really. I think it's been fun late innings to see some of the comebacks we've had and the walk-off win a couple weeks ago. And, that is a great example of just kind of how this team works together to score runs at times. And, yes, we can hit the homers that, put up two or three quick, but that inning right there, taking advantage of a defensive mistake, putting the ball in play, I think maybe Castro started it off with hitting the ball hard. And I mean, it's just what our team does. And then Nelly comes through with a big time hit to get us back in it.
You guys have a ton of momentum right now with these last couple wins. But now that the rain supposedly is going to start at 1 o'clock, are you guys as players sort of secretly hoping at times that it does rain and the game gets canceled? Even though you may have to like make it up in a doubleheader, but is there the human element where you're like, yeah, I could really use a day off today?
I think there's definitely sometimes that creeps in. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've got multiple blackout shades up on my window, and I haven't left my room yet this morning, so I had no idea it was even supposed to rain right now. So I haven't gotten into that mindset yet. But, yes, I think, there are days where players are like, okay, one, let's not just sit around here if it's just going to rain all day and we're never going to play. Let's just get to the next city if there's a day that works out, because you have to kind of think about the consequences. You might get an extra off day here, but it probably means you're going to lose a pretty necessary off day in August or September.
And Kyle, given the number of injuries, nagging ones for the most part that this team is dealing with right now, I think Rocco Baldelli could be inserting himself in the lineup as an outfielder. Getting kind of thin out there. Rosario got banged up last night, but again, it doesn't seem to matter. Guys are stepping in. Astudillo plays pretty much every position on this baseball team. So, what kind of lift is he given this team? Because certainly the fans have gravitated to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really cool. I think Astudillo, as soon as he came back up, just injected himself into the game, and I think he helped us to a win maybe that even first night. So. We've got a lot of guys, and Jake Cave's played well since coming up. I mean, everybody who has come up has come into the game and has been ready to play. I mean, where would this team be without Luis Arraez right now and how he's played? So, and he's played now outfield and I think all three infield positions other than first. So, we've got some young guys who have done a really good job of stepping up, and that includes the young guys who have been here a couple of years and have started to really come into the player that we knew they could be. And it's been a lot of fun to see those guys do that.
Kyle, you are now pitching in the era of the home run, right? We're seeing home runs leave the park at a historic rate, right? Your team, the Twins, are a big part of that. They lead the major leagues in home runs. What's it like, though, to be on the other side of it, right? The fans are loving the home runs, but what's it like to be a pitcher with the ball flying out of the park like this?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm not really a big fan of lowering standards in order to meet expectations. But at some point, as a starting pitcher, you got to try to be realistic on some of the baseballs that are going to be homers and figure out, okay, well, maybe right now a homer every other start is actually pretty good for a starter. That's not really where I want to get to, but really, the goal for me is to try to keep extra guys off base. Homers and mistake pitches are going to happen, no matter the count. Guys are trying to hit home runs, and I don't blame them. That's the fastest way to score a run. So, it's really about trying to limit the extra guys on base. And when you have that bopper up with guys on second and third or multiple guys on base, and you just try to hone in the focus a little bit more and understand where you can miss and how you can get around the home run in those big situations.
Kyle, do you miss hitting at all? Are you envious of National League pitchers that get to bat? I assume you were a good hitter back in the day, but the lack of opportunities of the race staff. But do you ever miss that, or do you enjoy that when you go play a National League team?
I think the key phrase there was back in the day. I was a good hitter. I think my senior year of high school is the last time I can confidently and realistically say I was a decent hitter, but I do absolutely miss hitting a lot. I enjoy preparing for hitting. I enjoy everything that goes around it. I actually really enjoy running the bases, and I think that's one of the things that probably makes me feel the most like an athlete again, making those decisions on the bases. But one thing that looks easy on TV is bunting. And it's probably my least favorite thing to do, unfortunately. But and that's normally what we're called on to do. So I do enjoy it, though, yeah.
Kyle, a bunch of your teammates could make the All-Star game. How often do you vote for those guys?
I've already voted my one time on MLB. And I guess, do I vote through Google today? I'm trying to figure that part out. I thought there was only one vote I could cast, but it sounds like there's two. So I guess I'm going to go Google my four guys on the squad and vote again today.
You can vote at twinsbaseball.com/vote. You can thank Dustin for that. Vote as many times as you can.
All right, perfect.
Hey, Kyle, before I let you go, we're both Indiana guys. Did you, like me, ever drive a sweet Trans Am?
No, I unfortunately did not. I had a couple friends who had either, I think it was a Thunderbird or a Trans Am, both of those.
Yeah.
No, when I turned 17, I believe my junior year, I got my beloved used 2002 F-150, and I drove it all the way up until I was drafted. My parents had just paid it off, so I gave it back to them. And I turned that into a 2009 F-150. So still got it today. It's my baby.
I love it.
All right, Kyle, I'm not going to talk to you before the 4th of July, which is 1 week today. And I know that you guys as baseball players don't get to really truly enjoy the 4th of July, even though you might be playing a game at home. But could you, just for my sake and for the listeners' sake, give me your idyllic 4th of July scenario?
Oh, man. Ideal 4th of July is probably back at our house in St. Louis. And we got the grill going. Both of my family and my wife's family are over there. My family would have to drive from Indianapolis, but hopefully they could make it. And we'd be throwing some barbecued pork steaks on the grill. And a cheesy potato casserole that my mother-in-law makes.
Oh, my God.
And my mom makes a dessert called Cherry Delight. Oh. And that Cherry Delight would be never ending. Because it's delicious. So, and then the rest of the sides are here and are there, because I'm going to eat all the pork steak, all the cheesy potatoes, and all the Cherry Delight I can.
And fireworks too, right?
Yeah. Can I come?
Yeah. Can you bring the fireworks?
Yeah, I can do that, actually, as of yesterday.
Yeah, hop in.
Yeah, instead, you're going to be stuck in a concrete jungle called Oakland, California. Oh, so have fun next Thursday.
We might actually be on the plane checking out the fireworks. I don't know what time that last game is, but we might be able to get the fireworks show from the plane.
It's a 3:07 Central time. Dude,
perfect.
Game, so,
you're right.
So 1:07.
Absolutely.
That's California pretty cool.
Time.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate
good luck, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Kyle Gibson of the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Hawk.
Question of the day goes to Ben, because I don't know how often you guys, when you make an appointment with somebody or for something, you just pray and pray for days that they cancel on you. It's got to be that way when you wake up in the morning and there's a chance of rain and you just want a day off, man. You just want a day off.
And you don't want to sit, like you said. You don't want to just sit there and wait.
Question of the day.
The difficulty for the managers today, again, is getaway day. Tampa Bay not scheduled to come back here. The rain's supposed to hit here at 1. I mean, it's pretty menacing out there right now.
Yeah.
You don't want to start the game. Who's scheduled to pitch today? Perez.
Yeah.
You know, waste a start, maybe have him pitching, you know, for a couple innings and then have to shut him down. And then you wait for 3-4 hours, wait for the system to pass, or you just cancel the thing beforehand. So the Twins have, they have their own meteorologists over there, but I'm sure they're going to have a packed house there today if weather permitting.
I bet we'd know in about an hour.
Yeah, it's pretty bad coming in right now from the West.
Guys, there are not a lot of things on this earth that you could legitimately say meat sauce knows a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true, right?
Yeah, it's very
true. The NFL drafts. Why don't we learn the other day? Yeah. You know a lot about the NFL draft.
Sure.
So once in a while, when a story pops up, I'm like, wow, this is Sauce's wheelhouse. Uh-oh. You almost have to give him the stage, because otherwise you might have to wait 6-7 months for that day to pop up again. Well, today's the day. Sauce, what is StockX?
StockX is a website where you buy sneakers, buy and sell tennis shoes.
Yesterday, they were talking about another $110 million in financing. StockX is now worth $1 billion.
What? That's cray-cray.
I told you.
StockX.
Man, there's
a burgeoning part of online marketplaces that have turned resales of sneakers into a kind of currency, as the New York Times says.
It's a great way to buy them. It's a secure way to buy them. It's on my phone. Every time I get drunk, I go on there and put a lot of things in my cart or go to where I can purchase them. And I usually stop myself because I pass out, but it's a great website.
While we're talking about technology, may I make a quick left turn since we have a minute left? Mm-hmm. One day I was on 169 and I was following Google Maps and I was trying to get someplace. I don't remember where I was trying to go, but I do know it had me turn right and go down a road, then take another left. And in order to get where I was going, I literally would have had to drive across a lake. Okay.
Like Michael Scott.
So that leads me to this. There was a big crash on the road leading to Denver International Airport this past Sunday. So 100 people, almost 100 people, wound up taking a detour that a Google Maps suggested. Mm-hmm. And most of them got stuck in the middle of a muddy field because there was no road where Google Maps told them to go. And they all followed.
They're like sheep.
Yeah.
Were they on their way to Woodstock?
It's exactly like Michael Scott and, yeah. and Dwight. When Michael's turning into a lake, and Michael says, Google knows. Google machine knows.
Brilliant.
It's right into a lake. And Michael just keeps driving. He drives right into the pond.
Wow.
And then, he blames it on technology.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah, he's very meat sauce.
Because Ryan wants the new website to be the best, and Michael doesn't care. He wants to give away fruit baskets.
Brilliant. So good.
Get old... fashion baskets is fruit.
I don't like saying nice things about you because I mostly hate you here, but your bit yesterday with Everybody Loves Raymond was brilliant. Your rebuttal when you were like, yeah, that episode where everybody talked, that was brilliant.
Are we just saying nice things all of a sudden to each other?
Yeah.
Well, it's the end of the show.
No, gotta
stop it.
Yeah. That was a brilliant rebuttal.
Hmm.
Okay, fine. I'm done.
Rosie loves that show, right?
I did.
Name one episode. Exactly.
Okay. But
initials tomorrow at 8:15.
Yeah, right.
Ben, we'll see you on Monday.
We'll see you guys Monday.
See you on Monday.
See you, Rosie. And Hamilton, North Dakota, I'm on my way. Here we go.
Corzo is next. Round and round and
round. Listen back to today's Power Trip Morning Show or to hear previous shows, podcast us on the iHeartRadio app or KFAN.com.